Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Could it be spillover from the war next door in Ukraine, or is it something more ominous? NATO ally Poland says Russian drones invaded Polish airspace overnight. The BBC's Adam Easton in Warsaw.
Both Polish jets and Dutch jets, which are stationed currently in Poland as part of the NATO air policing exercise, were scrambled. They tracked some of these drones that violated Polish airspace on radar, and they shot down those drones, which were deemed to be a threat. We don't know how many. We know that Polish police have discovered a damaged drone in a village not that far from the Belarusian border, not the Ukrainian border.
Polish Prime Minister Tusk says a large number of Russian drones were involved. In the words of the EU foreign policy chief, indications suggest it was intentional, not accidental. President Trump says he's very unhappy about Israel's attack on Hamas in Qatar, adding that he received no advance heads up from Israel. Encouraged by the success of his crime-fighting initiative in Washington, D.C., the president is talking about taking it to the streets of another city.
We're working it out. The governor of a certain state would love us to be there, and the mayor of a certain city in that same state would love us to be there.
Mr. Trump has previously mentioned Chicago and New Orleans, Baltimore and New York as cities that could use a helping hand, but Democrat Illinois Governor Pritzker threatens to sue the administration to keep the National Guard out of Chicago. In addition to state charges, the suspect in the brutal stabbing death of a young woman on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina, is now facing federal charges. Stock futures mixed on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 87 points, so the Nasdaq futures are up 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Good Wednesday morning, hump day morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off this morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. On the outer loop of the Beltway, there's an incident between I-83 and the JFX. Somebody may have dropped some belongings onto the highway there, so we're picking up a little bit of a backup there already. If you're coming south on 83 to the outer loop, some brake lights are developing. There's been a big wreck overnight. They're in the process of clearing it. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at the American Legion Bridge. Tractor trailer is involved. Only the right lane continues to get by. Big delays already back to the spur at I-270 in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and mild for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures today not going to be very warm. We'll see those mid to upper 60s and some areas close to 70 with a couple of sprinkles here and there. Drier and warmer on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 63 degrees. Hunt Valley has 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Governor Wes Moore has, of course, officially launched his reelection campaign, and the GOP Governors Association is now pushing back on his announcement. In a statement, the group announced that criticizing Moore's record, citing tax hikes, a growing deficit, and high crime rates in Baltimore, the RGA said Marylanders do not want another 4 years of what it calls runaway spending and failed leadership. The Baltimore County Council is set to review an amendment to create three majority-minority districts on the county's west side. The redistricting proposal from council members Izzy Patoka and Mike Hertel would redraw boundaries so that black residents make up 55% of voters in districts 2 and 3 and 45% in district 4. Patoka says he's hopeful the plan will secure enough votes for passage, noting it marks a historic opportunity for people of color and women to gain representation. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon murder in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1000 block of North Arlington Avenue to investigate a shot spotter alert and a barricade. When police arrived at the scene, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police posted a message on X shortly after 10, saying the barricade had concluded. Lottery numbers for pick 3. 725, your pick 4, 1342, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Well, that was a strange way to end a game last night at Camden Yards, but the O's will take it. Game tied at 2, bottom of the 11th, bases loaded. Sam Basayo at the plate.
In four games. And Basayo shoots it into left field down the line. Here comes Pham, and the ball drops foul. Tommy Pham went for a sliding catch. I'm not really sure why.
But did it drop foul? The Orioles challenge. And then they say the ball was fair.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. It is a fair ball.
Swing and wait for it. Wait for it. A walk-off.
There you go. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, and the O's put it in the win column last night. 3-2 was the final, as Basayo does deliver over the Pirates in 11 innings. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked how confident he was in the appeal.
Nate, our replay guy, was very confident about it. Looking at the replay, it looked like it, and it was one of those deals where if they didn't call it fair, it's probably going to throw a fit.
Ravens back at it today, looking for answers on defense. That was a sieve in the fourth quarter on Sunday night. Defensive back Chido Awuzie saying the team will learn from it.
You know, success is never a straight line. Everybody wishes it's a straight line, but it's never a straight line. It's a windy, weird road.
Baltimore looking to straighten out that road Sunday at home against the Browns. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Bills fans' mea culpa, or was it? And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning. morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland's Wednesday, September 10, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program in this hour, the Maryland Republicans are slamming Governor Moore's energy policies as more hikes are on the way. We'll take a look at President Trump weighing in on the brutal murder of Irina Zarutska in Charlotte. But our top story here today is yesterday during the program, we learned that Governor Tax Moore is relaunching his, his re-election campaign for a second term, which he says he will serve a full term before even entertaining any thoughts of running for a higher office. We shall see, won't we? But then he started listing his accomplishment, and oh my God, let's count the whoppers.
We inherited a structural budget deficit and turned it into a surplus. Our unemployment rate was one of the nation's highest, and now it is one of the nation's lowest. We cut taxes for veterans and cut taxes for the middle class. We declared that violent crime can't and won't be tolerated in our state. And now homicides in Baltimore are the lowest they have been in 50 years. And when crisis hit and the Key Bridge collapsed, we rallied. And they said it would take 11 months to reopen the Port of Baltimore, and we got it done in 11 weeks.
Who said that? I want to know who they are.
They said that.
They said.
I thought he inherited a structural benefit. I thought that
he inherited a surplus of $5 billion, which he then proceeded to turn into a structural deficit of $3.3 billion. We're talking about an $8.8 billion swing. How did he get out of it?
Why?
On the backs. That's whopper number one. Whopper number two is he said he cut taxes for veterans and cut taxes for middle class. Well, what he did then impose was the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, $1.67 billion, wiping out any kind of income tax cut that he may or may not have given, because now, of course, with the fees and the permits and the increases and everything else, it just completely wiped out any tax cut whatsoever. It's whopper number two. Whopper number three, the unemployment thing. I'm sorry, something smells a little fishy here when you have so many federal employees that have been laid off in Maryland, and he's saying that the unemployment rate actually went down. I'd like to fact check that one.
What's the time frame on that?
And as for violent crime, he goes on to say that, again, they brought homicides in. Yeah, homicides are down in the city and down in the state, and violent crime is down based on their numbers, which I would like to see fact-checked as well. But juvenile crime has exploded. Now we have a juvenile pandemic of crime here in America. But then we all know who he's blaming, and that would be President Trump.
But while we stand up for middle-class Marylanders, the President of the United States is bending over backwards for billionaires and big corporations. Firing federal workers, gutting Medicaid, raising prices on everything from electricity to groceries, and the gains of Washington are exhausting. And worse, they're hurting people. So listen, I'm not from that world, and y'all know I'm a person of action. And we are moving forward fast across the state and across party lines to prove to a dysfunctional Washington that there is a better way forward. To make our public schools the best in America. To end childhood poverty once and for all. And to make sure that more Marylanders can afford to live here. To buy a home here and create wealth for their families and live that secure middle class life.
Marylanders are fleeing the state of Maryland in record numbers. I mean, it's just amazing. Two, we'll get to electricity prices later in the hour. But three, he is right about it being a man of action. I've never seen a man of action in that much action on Clooney's yacht on Lake Como.
Yeah,
he was looking for some action, that's for sure.
Yeah, 6:13. I didn't hear clearly what Sean said. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Nah, I got no comment after
that. None.
Yeah. I wasn't on that lake that morning. I was hanging around someplace.
That's right.
Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Big delay here. This wreck occurred right around 4 this morning. Tractor trailer, the inside guardrail. And you know, when you damage the tractor on a tractor trailer, you've done something because these things are big time weight there. So did some damage to the wall. They're still cleaning it up. Only the right side is getting by. Outer loop at the American Legion Bridge. Big backups through the spur at 270. And I would think even coming down the hill from the Georgia Avenue ramp, you'll start to see an impact there. Now, they have two heavy-duty wreckers here trying to get this thing out of here, but not yet. So we'll keep an eye on that. There's been a wreck in Prince George's County, the intersection of 301 and Route 214. About 15 minutes ago, we had a report of some debris on the Beltway, the outer loop between 83 and the JFX. And city police, about 10 minutes of the hour, had a pedestrian struck on the west side, Mosier Street at Fremont Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to be mostly cloudy and mild. High temperatures only going to be in the low 70s today, and because of the cloud cover and a chance of a stray shower. Tomorrow will be dry, sunny, and much warmer. Friday even warmer. So a little cool stretch right now because of the cloud cover and the rain. But it is going to get warmer by the end of the week. Right now, chance of light rain the next hour, 61 in Owings Mills, cloudy 64 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. After reversing the decision to update its logo, Cracker Barrel announced they're now also scrapping plans to remodel their restaurant.
Oh, I wonder why.
They're keeping everything the same.
Wow.
At this rate, if they keep trending backwards, eventually they'll offer only one menu item. That'll be an actual barrel of crackers, which is how the whole thing started. President Trump says the controversy surrounding the Yeah. It was the guy placed it with him, I think, Herschel's in Tennessee, and this guy sold, like, general goods. And he had a barrel of soda crackers, and people would gather around the barrel, and they would converse. They would, you know, country store.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, this might be a good idea for a restaurant. And that's how it started.
He'd have them eat soda crackers and say, okay, who could whistle?
Exactly. So you learn something new.
This is what we're doing at show, Bruce.
Wow. Yeah, you whistle while you work. Right. President Trump says controversy surrounding the supposed birthday card he allegedly sent to Jeffrey Epstein is a dead issue. The issue is dead because it killed itself in a prison cell.
Yeah.
End of story. Nothing to see here, right?
No.
New education report says that reading scores for America's high school seniors is now at an all-time low. But the good news is their texting skills have never been better.
Yes, nice.
You know? Yeah. It's just amazing. You ever hand your phone over to, you know, if you have a younger son or daughter, and, you know, it's amazing what they can do with the phone.
Thumb speed's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. The thumb speed and just the way they're able to navigate it. Like, you know, they know how to, the shortcuts on how to get to certain places, and, you know, they're, Dad, you're like, what are you, from the 50s? I said, yeah, actually, I was born in 57.
Yes.
Yeah, I think when I was born.
No, that's, what, Civil War? Reconstruction. Reconstruction era, right?
Right after that. We went west right after that.
That's right. Ah, of course. I know who you
westward
traveled
Westward
Ho. Yeah, that's right.
Had a whole new meeting. Had a whole new meeting to
that's
Chuck.
That's who he traveled with, apparently.
That was a brothel outside of Nevada.
The immersive Wizard of Oz at the Sphere in Las Vegas is pulling in $2 million a day in ticket sales. Apparently, adapting the Wizard of Oz for the Sphere was a sure bet. In fact, the Scarecrow called it a no-brainer.
Oh.
Have a heart.
Bad dad joke. Anyway, the dad was forced to hand over the home run ball to the so-called Phillies Karen is asking that people leave the woman alone.
Yeah. Beta male.
Yeah.
Sorry. You see his hand. I mean, look. I mean, I watched the video of it. His hand motions. Oh, golly, oh, golly. Here, yeah. Oh, golly, oh, golly.
Folks, if he only had a camera to watch
yeah,
that impression.
Really. It's embarrassing.
She scared the crap out of him when she yelled at him.
Yeah.
You know what? I am stunned that nobody has been able to identify her as of yet.
Yeah.
Nobody. Well, even the vaunted Laura Loomer. Maybe she's not interested in Phillies Karen, but normally she gets to the bottom of everything, all the dirt, and the internet sleuths have struck out on this one.
Well, she has spoken anonymously, saying, basically, I didn't do anything wrong, leave me alone. Well, it's hard to leave you alone if you don't know who the hell you are.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe people that recognize her that are friends and family and stuff, but... First, I thought it was Sally Jesse Raphael.
I thought it was Elizabeth Warren.
That's who I thought it was.
Oh, my God, it's Elizabeth Warren.
New poll out showing that over 90% of people still own their childhood stuffed animal.
I wish I was a teddy bear.
On top of that, close to 100% of the respondents said that teddy bears are for all ages. That's Barbara Fairchild with the teddy bear song. So, question, Bruce, did you have a favorite stuffed animal?
Yeah, Smokey the Bear.
So, I mean, when you were a child.
I had a Smokey the Bear doll.
Really?
Still in the closet.
You had a doll?
Yeah, a little stuffed animal.
Most of us would call it a stuffed animal. Very few would. But maybe beta males would call it a doll.
It's a doll.
Chuck, did you
have, call it as you see it.
Did you have a stuffed animal?
I'm afraid to say anything now.
I know, really.
We called it. He called it a doll.
I was about 55. No, I'm only kidding. Until I was about 4, a baby lamb.
Oh, a baby
stuffed lamb. Baby stuffed
lamb. A stuffed one, I thought.
Yeah, not a baby lamb. Not a real one, you dumbass.
When he traveled, he took a bottle of Woolite.
See, I told you, folks. They're just laying there like two sharks. Just waiting.
What's he going to say? Maybe he'll say something.
I never had a stuffed animal.
Really?
Yeah, never had a stuffed animal.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I got something you can stuff.
I bet. What? Couple of Cornish hens?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Like two light bulbs
I had a lot. No, I was more into, like, you know, footballs, and I had...
Manly man stuff.
They weren't bobbleheads back then, but stuff like that, action figures, things like that. Figures. But I didn't have any stuffed animals.
Did you have the Grady Toonbug? I'm sorry, the He-Man?
No, I had G.I. Joe.
You had G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe. And I had Superman. Superman was another action figure that I had.
Did you notice, by the way, Greta Thunberg, the current haircut, she looks just like He-Man.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, wow, that's a role model
I
for
had
you.
The whole Hopalong Cassidy thing, the boots, the two pistols on the hip, and the hat and the hat.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, it's probably worth some money. You should check it out.
I had that. Was it Davy Crockett, the hat and the little cap with the tail on it? And the coonskin cap, right. Whatever
cap.
It is. Yeah. That was a big thing.
Yeah, good show. Hi, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 621 Rescue Natural Supplements. Wanted to remind you that if you're battling cholesterol, many of us are, and you want to get it down without being placed on statin drugs, we have the Cholesterol Combo Pack for you right now. Here's what you do. Order any of the omega-3s, and there's 7 different varieties to choose from, large, small, gel capsules, liquid form, et cetera, concentrated form. And when you order your omega-3, use the coupon code TOGETHER, and you'll get a free bottle of Rescue LDLX Q10. That is the red yeast rice combined with the coenzyme Q10. Together, it is the most effective cholesterol combination fighting pack that you can get. It is going to lower your cholesterol, as it did for me, for over 40% in most people, and you'll see results within just a couple of months. So that the coupon code again is TOGETHER. Order any omega-3, get a free bottle of Rescue LDLX Q10 today at 1-800-26-ALIVE or at res-q.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning at 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
And a big backup, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in the area of the American Legion Bridge. Only the far right lane still getting by. Tractor trailer involved in the 4 o'clock hour and is still there with the heavy duty wreckers. They have not moved it yet. So again, we're just watching for that, keeping an eye on that. The Beltway on the west side filling in just a bit now between I-70 and Frederick Road. And we'll go back down real quick here. We'll take a look at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 now going into the Fort McHenry. Make that 895 Old Harbor Tunnel with a brief delay there. 95 is still clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, mild temperatures only around 70 or so, a chance for a stray shower tomorrow. Things begin to heat up again, thank goodness. Right now it is cloudy, 64 in Annapolis, 61 in Ellicott City. We're talking about Governor Moore launching his reelection campaign. I noticed the pundits in the Baltimore Sun paper today saying, yeah, without Larry Hogan getting in, it's going to be a walk, basically. You know, so either they're trying to recruit Larry Hogan to get into the race, or they're trying to once again clear the path for Governor Tax Moore. These are mostly pundits from liberal universities like Towson and Maryland and so on and so forth. So we shall see. Don't dismiss Ed Hale. Ed Hale's got a good message. Yeah. He needs to get a campaign manager, and I think he's got some good ideas. He just needs to put them in action here. And you got Myrick out there. I don't know how much of a chance he has, and now Steve Hirsch. She's got the exploratory run, and then there might be other names that, according to Kim, said she was hearing something yesterday about some other names, so we shall see. But Mackenzie Frost caught up with the governor and in Annapolis yesterday, and he says, hey, man, he got out of control spending. He's now got it under control.
We've actually brought fiscal discipline. We stopped the out-of-control spending that was taking place in the state of Maryland, where now we've gone three straight years of actually decreasing the size of the general fund.
Yeah, so right. Notice he said the general fund. Everything else, is the Climate Control Act of 2022 out of control. The blueprint for Maryland's future out of control. The funding for Redline out of control. Signing $1.67 billion in new taxes and fees despite promising otherwise. Families who drive, deliver, or run small businesses are paying the price there, so that's out of control. What he offered were a bunch of gimmicks as budget cuts, skipping deposits, passing costs on to county executives, relabeling taxes. Maryland does not have a revenue problem, folks. As we said, it's an unchecked Democrat spending problem, and he did nothing to stop that. Frost pressed him further on his policies.
When you talk to people around the state of Maryland, the biggest thing that they talk about is they say that you and Democrats in the State House have raised their taxes, and they point to the more than $1 billion tax and fee increases that went into effect this last year. So how do you really look at them and say that you are bringing fiscal discipline outside of the general fund when they also know that tax and fee increases have gone up under your leadership?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we continue to hear from people is a measure of appreciation that we have given the middle class a tax cut, that we have actually given veterans a tax cut. And at a time when you're watching the federal government, which has given a tax cut to millionaires and billionaires, and in Maryland, the middle class just got a tax cut. I think middle class Marylanders appreciate the fact that we're working to bring affordability up inside of our state.
Yeah, we would appreciate it if you'd given us a tax cut and didn't gouge us in all these other fee increases, registration for vehicles and emissions, you name it, right across the line. They basically jacked everything up in order to pay for his $8.8 billion surplus to structural deficit problem. He allowed reckless mandates, hidden fees like Empower to drive up utility bills without powering a single light bulb while Maryland closing power plants. Plants leading to blackouts. We'll get to the energy prices here at the end of the hour. But the governor is, his sanctuary policies, refusing to cooperate with ICE despite Marylanders murdered by violent illegal immigrants like Rachel Morn and recently Dakara Thompson. Again, we've had at least three Maryland women during the Moore administration that have been murdered by illegal aliens because Maryland has become a sanctuary state, a magnet for illegals. We give them driver's licenses and things of that nature. And I think, I really do think that Governor Moore is a fake environmentalist.
Yeah.
I really do. I think he...
A lot of stuff is posturing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a virtue signaling and posturing in order to get the votes of the far left.
No. It's performative.
Yes, performative. That
it's
is
performative.
The word du jour. Performative. But, again, these are extreme policies that most Marylanders didn't want, didn't vote for, but it got, shoved down our throats anyway. So the question here is, we got some time between now and next year, but the opposition, whether it be Myrick or Hale or Hershey or Hogan or Ehrlich or
I have no idea what Dan Cox is doing. They better get off the off the back burner here and start fighting for the state to take it back from the progressives.
Yeah, if at all possible. Folks, I got to tell you, I've been doing business now with Tim Kyle since they were Tim Kyle Electric, because they do great work as electricians, and then they've expanded, and now, of course, they're Tim Kyle Electric and HVAC. So Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling. For years, they've been trusted name in the electrical industry. Now, they serve residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. They provide service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. With the summer weather going away and the fall and the winter around the corner, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, President Trump weighs in on the brutal murder of Irina Zarutska in Charlotte. It's 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Baltimore County Council is set to review an amendment to create three majority minority districts on the county's west side. The redistricting proposal from council members Izzy Patoka and Mike Ertel would redraw boundaries so that black residents make up 55% of voters in districts 2 and 3 and 45% in district 4. Patoka says he's hopeful that his plan will secure enough votes for passage, noting it marks a historic opportunity for people of color and women to gain representation. The final vote on the new map is scheduled for this coming Monday. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon murder in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1,000 block of North Arlington Avenue to investigate a shot spotter alert and a barricade situation. When police arrived at the scene, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police posted a message on X shortly after 10 p.m. saying the barricade had concluded and area streets had reopened. There's no further information on the barricade or what led to the shooting. Baltimore County softball coach is under arrest on multiple sex offense charges. Detectives say 59-year-old Michael Pusateri faced charges including rape, assault, child sex abuse, and soliciting child pornography. Arrest records show Pusateri allegedly assaulted a teenage girl multiple times, including at least one incident that occurred at the Eastern Regional Park in Middle River. He's a softball coach for the Parkville Rec Council and volunteered at Kenwood High School with additional ties to teams in Middle River and Overly Fullerton. Pusateri is being held without bond. Police believe there may be more victims who have yet to come forward. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting with zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Lot of numbers. Your pick 3, 725. Your pick 4, 1342. And now at 6:33, it's once again Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at the American Legion Bridge now has two lanes open, so we're making a little progress there, but we're still backed up back into the spur at I-270 and coming down the hill from the Georgia Avenue ramp. The ramp traffic coming on to the American Legion Bridge is also slow, so we're still backed up. Tractor-trailer wreck early this morning was still blocking the left-hand lane. The cleanup is underway. Nothing major yet on the Beltway locally. JFX, you're fine. We're beginning to see some brake lights now with the heavier traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and mild for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures today not going to be very warm. We'll see those mid to upper 60s and some areas close to 70 with a couple of sprinkles here and there. Drier and warmer on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Not your conventional walk-off last night, but a walk-off nevertheless. Sam Bisaio's blooper down the left field line. First ruled foul on review was ruled fair. Plating Gunnar Henderson with the game-winning run in the bottom of the 11th as the O's outlast the Pirates at Camden Yards. 3-2 was the final. A lot of heroes in this one, including Kyle Bradish, who went seven impressive innings, allowing just a single run for the O's.
10 through 7 is always good for everybody, team, bullpen, myself. But yeah, just knowing I can be efficient like I was tonight and get through 7 and give the team a quality start.
And then how about reliever Dietrich Enns, called upon in both the 10th and the 11th innings yesterday to hold the Pirates scoreless with runners in scoring position?
I'm just trying to go out there and do my job and put up a zero, you know, whatever the situation calls for.
A sidebar here, Jeremiah Jackson, who homered in the 6th, was taken out in the 8th after getting hit in the elbow with a pitch. Manager Mancelino saying he was fine and should be back tonight. Ravens defense still searching for answers over the last couple days after failing to stop Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night. Safety Kyle Hamilton says they did it for a while but couldn't close the deal.
I don't know. We just got to figure out how to win games. I mean, we're winning them for 45 minutes. Got to win them for 60 minutes. So.
And defensive back Jair Alexander was asked if he could pinpoint a moment in time when it all went downhill.
It was just the duration of the game. It was a long second half.
Especially that fourth quarter, 251 yards passing for Josh Allen and 22 points for the Bills in the fourth. Other NFL news, Eagles defensive lineman Jalen Carter will not miss any games as a result of his spitting incident in last Thursday night's game against the Cowboys. The league saying his ejection from the game serves as his suspension. They docked him $57,222. That was a game day paycheck. And finally, a story by the Associated Press on Tuesday incorrectly reported that LeBron James wrote an op-ed for Chinese state media, setting off a round of criticism from many in conservative media. On a tour of China this week, LeBron had told reporters that, quote, basketball is not only a sport, but also a bridge that connects us. Sources told ESPN and other outlets that James talked with reporters at multiple stops, and his comments were compiled from those group interviews. The time now is 6:36. When we return, the mea culpa from Buffalo that either was or wasn't.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, you actually sent me this from X yesterday, and there's no verification that it's true.
No, we don't know if it's authentic, but it certainly is interesting.
And it gets weird at the end. So just to back up, of course, everybody saw the incident with Lamar on Sunday night. The fan slapped him on the helmet. Here is supposedly the fan offering the mea culpa.
Apologize to DeAndre Hopkins, Lamar Jackson, to my family and my friends. I let the moment get the best of me, and I let everybody down. I just really wanted the Bills to win, and I never meant to hurt anybody. Also, I was playing against Lamar in fantasy, and I was double angry. Wow. Lastly, I will miss going to Bills games, and Josh Allen, if you see this, I love you so much, and I really never meant to hurt anybody.
So he was double angry.
He was banned. Banned for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He showed up wearing his neck brace.
Yeah, right. That's exactly
what the hell is that all about?
Well, because Lamar shoved him hard.
Oh, yeah. So we're seeing a lawsuit on the way.
Absolutely.
There could be. Now, if it's a lawsuit filed, we know it's authentic.
You got to give credit where credit is due, let me tell you.
I'll tell you, which, you know, if you're going into an opposing team's stadium, which is the most? You got the Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
You got the Dog Pound in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't much crow about these days.
Yeah. What about Pittsburgh? Is that tough?
Is that? What?
I don't. They don't really have a reputation.
No. The terrible towel. That's about
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, that's about it.
And used to be the Vet because the Eagles, but
right,
the
yes.
Link is a little more corporate now.
I would think so. Yeah, so. I think they're too friendly in Green Bay. Right?
Right.
They're likely to offer you a pound of cheese.
Right. In Miami, they don't show up.
Yeah.
So that's something. What about D.C.? Is that bad? No?
Yeah, it's getting better, but it's, you know.
Used to be.
RFK was the bad. Was very intimidating. But
the place.
No. Well, you got to build a new stadium, so we'll see what happens.
All right.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. President Trump really has been upset by seeing the video, and we'll talk more about the actual full-length video later on in the show, of the brutal murder of this Ukrainian refugee, 23-year-old Irina Zarutska, in Charlotte the other day.
Sean, I watched the video full-length once, and I could not watch it again.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Disturbing on so many levels.
Yeah, to see a woman simply get on that bus, sit down, she has her earbuds on, I think, and she has a baseball cap on, she's minding her own business, and all of a sudden the guy sitting behind her takes out his knife, unfolds the knife, and then stabs her, and then walks to the other end of the car, muttering, "I got that white girl." Donald Trump saw the video as well and made these comments.
"For far too long, Americans have been forced to put up with Democrat-run cities that set loose savage, bloodthirsty criminals to prey on innocent people, really very, very innocent people. In every place, they control radical left judges, politicians, and activists, and they've adopted a policy of catch and release for thugs and killers. In Charlotte, North Carolina, we saw the results of these policies when a 23-year-old woman who came here from Ukraine met her bloody end on a public train."
Yeah, and that's how it began. He focused in on her. He showed pictures of her and then showed pictures of her attacker and then showed pictures of the actual event, photographs, not the video. And he said that Irina was slaughtered. She was slaughtered, just like you'd slaughter a calf. It was a horrifying thing to see. And Democrat-run cities, and almost all cities are Democrat-run that are dangerous cities, like 24 of the top 25, I believe, that they're dangerous.
"She was slaughtered by a deranged monster who was roaming free after 14 prior arrests. We cannot allow a depraved criminal element of violent repeat offenders to continue spreading destruction and death throughout our country. We have to respond with force and strength. We have to be vicious just like they are. It's the only thing they understand. 24 of the top 25 most dangerous cities in America are run by Democrat mayors. 50 people were murdered in Chicago in recent weeks, with hundreds being shot. And it's time to stop this madness. The people of our country need to insist on protection, safety, law, and order."
You know, one of the problems is the people of this country in urban areas keep saying, "Oh, I need another liberal mayor. I need another liberal police commissioner. I need another liberal DA." And so instead of saying, "Yeah, we have to be as vicious as they are," instead of, I have friends who are on the political left saying, "How could he say that? We don't want to be vicious." Hell, you. I mean, yes, you do. You want to make sure you spank them so hard, they will never steal that candy bar again. Basically.
The concept is peace through strength. It's the same concept from foreign policy. You just turn it inward to domestic policy, and you show strength, like with the National Guard in D.C., or
yep.
You know, refunding the police and building your police departments back to where you know you have a physical presence on the streets in these major cities.
Sean, I got to tell you, that's one thing Donald Trump also noted. He said, "Just ask. We fix D.C. Mayors, just ask. We'll be there."
District of Columbia, the capital of America, was a bloodthirsty, horrible, dangerous place, one of the worst. And now it's a crime-free city, and we're going to keep it that way. It can be done. It can happen fast. All we want is, please, Mr. President, we need help. Chicago needs help. Other cities need help. We'll do what has to be done, because we're going to make America safe again. And that includes our big cities. We're going to make those cities safe. Thank you.
6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Right on the Capitol Beltway has now cleared. All the lanes are open now, moving across the American Legion Bridge. It'll take a little while for that to settle down. Still backed up back through 270, back towards Georgia Avenue. And then, of course, that delay goes all the way back towards New Hampshire Avenue. Looks like they might have had a little bit of rain here at the Bay Bridge. The roadway a little bit damp for both east and westbound through there, and continuing over towards the Severn River Bridge. But for right now, no problems. And the early buildup, not there yet. It'll be a little while for southbound I-97 at Route 32. But again, there has been a little bit of shower activity in that area. Parkville side of the Beltway is filled in now at Hartford Road, 795 to Frederick Road. Coming down the west side right now, we're in between a 5 to maybe 10 minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day Wednesday today, mostly cloudy, mild with temperatures about hovering around 70. Chance for a stray shower a little bit later on tomorrow. Sunday, dry and warmer, and things begin to heat up by the end of the week. So hang in there if you don't like the cooler weather. Right now, cloudy and 60, maybe some light rain the next hour in Reisterstown. And it is 70 with some drizzle already in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Better Ball Johnson.
I'll knock your brains out if you had any. Nice.
Today is National TV Dinner Day.
What's in TV main courses? One for me, one for you. Fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Jeez.
Meatloaf, tomato sauce, green beans.
Whee!
Just slip them from the carton, heat them in the oven, and dinner is served.
It's Swanson, so it's understood. You never had it so easy and so good.
1954 was the first TV dinner. I was not a TV dinner fan. I grew up, my mother was
horrible.
My mother was an amazing cook.
Well, you were very fortunate.
And we would take any of her leftovers over anything else. And it just, including my father's cooking. And
the mashed potatoes were the worst.
I had it. She tried them once.
They were rubber.
Yeah.
And the peas. Oh, my God. The peas were just horrible.
The peas I stuck in my brother's TV dinner. I didn't know none of those peas. I want them out of here. The worst for me was I ended up, because she'd, my mother bought, one time they were going out and babysitter was here. Babysitter didn't cook, so we got TV dinners instead. Mm-hmm. And the TV dinner that I was stuck with was the meatloaf.
Oh, no, the Salisbury steak. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
It's the Salisbury steak.
The Salisbury steak was remarkably similar to a hockey puck.
Yes.
That's like a shoe sole.
And that, whatever that was, it wasn't gravy over the Salisbury steak.
Yeah, and then the turkey.
It was colored water.
You'd have turkey on top of this mush of bread somehow. Oh, those...
I think the astronauts eat better than those TV dinners.
Give me just some tang any old day.
Little Caesars introducing the new cheesesteak crazy puffs for a limited time. These are little puffs that taste like cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Sonic is offering online buy one, get one free deal on the Double Sonic Smasher this month. Jimmy John's debuting the new toasted pizza sandwiches. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a pizza sub, but they toast it. Goldfish Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Grahams are back, Bruce. Just in time for you.
What?
The Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Grahams. They're goldfish.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. They taste like a little pumpkin.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Pumpkin.
Do they still make the goldfish with the Old Bay on them?
They do.
They do. Okay.
They do.
We'll ship you some. I have a spare business envelope. I can smash your orders down.
I like those. They're good.
Shake Shack turning French onion soup into burgers, fries, and its first ever onion rings.
Onion.
Yeah. The French onion soup burger, the French onion soup shroom burger, the French onion shack stack. You get parmesan garlic fries or onion rings with those sandwiches at Shake Shack now.
It's onion.
Yeah. And the New York Times is honoring a local Fells Point as one of the pub brothers, one of the country's 50 best restaurants. Now, mind you, this is a pub in Fells Point. It's not an actual restaurant, but they are honoring the Wren. And this is the first time hearing of it. Mm-hmm. As they say, it's the perfect pub, well-rounded drink options, food prepared with superb ingredients and meticulous care. So... actually featuring sausage from Ostrowski's right there on Bank Street.
It's like a road trip.
Yeah, great sausage there at Ostrowski's.
Yes.
You want kielbasa? That's where you get your kielbasa, at Ostrowski's. All right, good stuff. and get it out. Get those TV dinners out of here.
That, by the way, was, you know, was a comment. That was a direction. That was a command for Sean. We were, he looked at me with this command voice, Chuck. Said, you know what? That's where you go. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's where you go. For
my
your
TV dinner experience was, I was like 6 years old. And I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. You could sit with a little tray in front of the TV.
Oh, yes.
You know, that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And not much has changed, really, because the only thing that's really changed about the TV dinner, now you can actually eat them while you're watching shows on your phone. So that's yes. That's pretty that's much true. It. The TV dinner itself has not changed, but the way we view TV has.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. But President Trump now, I think, is trying to appeal to the governors of some of these crime-ridden states and some of these blue cities to ask for help, because he knows it's a bigger lift than just doing D.C., because he's got minion over D.C.
Yep.
He needs a little bit of cooperation with some of these states like Illinois, New York, and elsewhere.
Yeah, he has to cut it carefully, kind of a fillet it carefully, kind of a fillet minion, as a matter of fact,
yes.
Is what he has to do.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Sure. Glad to go there.
As the precise political punditry offered up by one Bruce Elliott. 6:50, the best of the morning drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. We invite you to check it out each and every day. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
At Wallace Roofing, we don't just build roofs, we build relationships. Some of our customers are in their 80s and 90s. We've worked on their homes, their children's homes, and even their grandchildren's. That kind of trust is earned, not given, and we never take it for granted. We're third-generation, family-run company, and a promise to be here when you need us. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, MHIC 1566. Above all, a good roof.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning. Boy, the racial component in Charlotte. It's interesting because there's been a lot of denial on the political left. This had nothing to do with race. But then there's the audio of what the guy actually was saying.
It's just not denial, it's suppression.
Yeah.
It is intentional suppression because, you know, look, we had an example of this with George Floyd. Although this was a police officer and not some homeless, deranged individual that had been arrested 14 times and was let out on a promise. So a big thing. I got to tell you, if you didn't hear it already, the call to Kim yesterday on her show, Kim Klasick Live, from a Westmore voter supporter was classic.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was classic. He was calling up and was basically loving the fact that Westmore is running again for a second term. And Kim asked him, can you name one of his accomplishments? Just one. He said, well, you know, I like what he's doing with climate change. Okay, what's he doing? Couldn't name it. Couldn't name it, and just said he generally likes the guy, and he is concerned about the climate, and that's why. But could not name a single accomplishment of Governor Westmore.
Yellow Dog Democrat. 653 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Parkville side of the Beltway filling in now even before Hartford Road. So if you're Bel Air Road, Hartford Road, you're coming around to Providence Road, that's already in play. 795 down to Route 40 West, and then better after that. Looks like it might be raining just a little bit now on the southwest side of the Beltway. We thought we might get some showers in the area, so that may change things. The only good news is this morning it's cloudy, so the inner loop at Park Heights Avenue, no sun on the windshield. They're just blowing right through there right now from 795 through Green Spring and then over to the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, mild high temperatures, so only around 70 will heat up a little bit later on in the week. 62 in cloudy in Middle River, 64 in Stevensville. One of the things that Governor Tex Moore was touting in his reelection video, which launched yesterday, was electricity prices are going sky high, but it's not his policies or the Democrats that he's trying to blame. It's, first of all, President Trump.
While we stand up for middle-class Marylanders, the President of the United States is bending over backwards for billionaires and big corporations. Firing federal workers, gutting Medicaid, raising prices on everything from electricity to groceries.
Yeah, so that is, he's trying to blame President Trump on the electricity price, but Senator Justin Reedy of Carroll County saying, no, it is Moore and the Democrats who are responsible for that.
It's complicated, but it's direct result of policies that Governor Moore and the Maryland sort of hard left Democratic Party have made in the past 3 years.
Yeah, and so much so that we have the Climate Control Act of 2022, which, you remember, Governor Tex Moore wants you not to be able to buy a gas-powered vehicle in Maryland by 2035. Okay? So, you know, he's declared war on fossil fuels. The fact that we import 40% of our energy, we don't have... He claims he was pushing for a nuclear reactor, and he didn't push very hard because that failed last year in the General Insane Asylum. And then, remember, I stand with the people when it comes to the NPRP project. He has not done anything. He hasn't lifted a finger to help any of the property owners or farmers or landowners in Baltimore, Hartford, Baltimore, Carroll, or Frederick counties. And now we're looking at another rate hike here in Maryland from BGE, and they say BGE typical customer will experience an estimated increase $30 on their monthly bills between September through November, and again next year, March through May. So we're going to get hammered again thanks to the lack of foresight, but he's blaming, Governor Tex Moore is blaming PJM, the regional grid operator, for these rates.
All the PJM states, all 13 states, we are watching this unbelievable rise in the way that they are charging ratepayers.
Well, that's 13 different states. New Jersey's trying the same thing. Another blue governor trying to blame PJM. They're managing the grid for all 13 states. And so when, like, say, Pennsylvania is picking up more, larger than their fair share, and we're importing 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania, what are we contributing? What is Maryland contributing to the grid? Not much under Democrat policies, and Senator Reedy calling them out.
We're not producing enough domestic in-state energy, and we have these really unscientific sort of faith-based beliefs about the need to reduce emissions to zero by 2035. We need to get away from that, but we need to really focus like a laser on getting energy production in the state back up. Supply will bring down the price.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, this just seems to me like all of that video yesterday, it's still, while he said he's running for a second term, basically, a lot of that stuff seemed to me that you could interchange it with a presidential announcement as well.
But he said he's not running, Sean.
And Reedy says, look, he's using D.C.-style tactics now on Marylanders to get us ready for when he probably splits, if he does get reelected, in 28.
He's using a lot of those same D.C.-style political talking points to try to distract people away from the real responsibility that he has to try to get our energy policy back on track. We really don't have a good, solid, reliable energy policy in the state.
No, we don't.
And that's a failure of leadership that could you lay at the feet of Governor Tex Moore and, of course, the runaway progressive Marxists in the General Insane Asylum. That's who's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the fact is, I mean, I guess some people could say that what did lockdown Larry do for energy prices? Because he was so busy locking us down for the COVID that energy was not, people weren't using energy as much. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to come up with a solution here. Otherwise, we are going to be experiencing rolling brownouts, blackouts, all of the above.
California on the East Coast is what we're looking at, folks. Hey, living heart smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. Now, for 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall health, heart, and wellness. Now, right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart, apply the code together, TOGETHER, apply that at checkout, and Rescue as LDL XQ10 will be added to your order for free. A call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, use the code together when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use that code together at res-q.com and do it today.
Coming up next is the brutal murder of Irina Zaratska, the Ukrainian refugee, a hate crime. We'll take a look at that. Also, Senator Johnson grilling an infectious disease expert on mRNA, and The View has been regurgitated.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. President Trump says he's taking his crime crackdown to another U.S. city to be announced later today. He says D.C. is now a safe city thanks to federal intervention. The president making his displeasure known when it comes to Israel's attack on Hamas in Qatar.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation. But I will say this, we want the hostages back, but we are not thrilled about the way that went down.
Mr. Trump says he received no advance warning of the attack by Israel. Hamas says it lost none of its senior leaders in the attack. NATO member Poland says multiple Russian drones invaded its airspace overnight. Calling it an act of aggression, Polish officials say the drones were shot down with the help of NATO allies. Additional charges have been lodged against the suspect in the shocking stabbing death of a young woman on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Justice Department has now charged DeCarlos Brown Jr. with the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee. The United States Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, now has announced that Brown now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code, is section 1992A7, which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation. It is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Ferguson says that people should feel safe on public transit and hinted that more federal action may be in the works. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court is granting an unusually quick hearing on whether President Trump has the power under federal law to impose sweeping tariffs. The justices have agreed to hear the case in November. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 59 points, and NASDAQ futures up 50 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account. The dollar has lost over 25% of its value in the past 5 years, and it's only going to get worse. Are you prepared for what's about to happen next? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold IRA company in America, and we are helping Americans prepare for the great de-dollarization by diversifying their portfolios with physical precious metals. We've partnered with former chief economist of the IMF, Kenneth Rogoff, to give away his latest book called Our Dollar, Your Problem, a must-read for investors. Call 800-741-GOLD, and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem, to your doorstep, and include our special gold IRA investing kit, valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free Gold IRA Investing Kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
7:03 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
The interstates coming into the Beltway still clear. 95, 83, 795, 70 coming up from I-97. No issues right now getting onto the Beltway, but already the northeast side is slowing. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. Again, the cloud cover today helping us out on the Interloop at Parkites Avenue. Right now, no delays there. JFX right now looks good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We're about a 10, maybe 15-minute delay and building now. The lanes are open, but we're backing up towards Eastern Avenue, both on 895 and southbound on 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and mild for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures today not going to be very warm. We'll see those mid to upper 60s and some areas close to 70 with a couple of sprinkles here and there. Drier and warmer on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River has 64 degrees. Bel Air has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A Baltimore County softball coach under arrest on multiple sex offense charges. Detectives say 59-year-old Michael Pusateri, that's P-U-S-A-T-E-R-I, Pusateri, faces charges including rape, assault, child sex abuse, and soliciting child pornography. Arrest records show Pusateri allegedly assaulted a teenage girl multiple times, including at least one incident that occurred at the Eastern Regional Park in Middle River. He's a softball coach for the Parkville Rec Council and volunteered at Kenwood High School with additional ties to teams in Middle River and Overly Fullerton. Pusateri is being held without bond, and police believe there may be more victims who have yet to come forward. A driver injured after his tractor trailer overturned just past the Heaven to Grace exit on southbound I-95. The Susquehanna Hose Company says the driver of the truck was thrown from the rig in the Tuesday night crash. It was taken to a hospital by Maryland State Police Medevac. Hartford County Department of Energy Services Special Ops crews were called in to deal with the fuel leaking from the truck. Maryland Board of Public Works has approved a $2 million fund to launch the pilot phase of a strategic operations center in downtown Baltimore. The Downtown Partnership UMB initiative will operate as a 24/7 centralized hub that will allow city, state, and community partners to share information, enhance communication, integrate public safety, and more effectively respond to safety and security concerns. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery is 725. Pick 41342, and next you have Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The O's walk it off last night in unusual fashion. In fact, perhaps a first.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. It is a fair ball. R3 scores.
Swing and wait for it. Wait for it. A walk-off. Sam Bisaio's bloop down the first, down the third baseline, I should say, was first ruled foul and then overturned. Gunnar Henderson comes in from third to give the Orioles an unusual, to say the least, 3-2, 11-inning win over the Pirates. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if he'd ever seen anything like that walk off before.
I have not seen it that way, where the umpires pretty much had to place the runners there, you know, to finish the game off.
And then how confident he was in the appeal.
Nate, our replay guy, was very confident about it. Looking at the replay, it looked like it, and it was one of those deals where if they didn't call it fair, it's probably going to throw a fit.
Kyle Bradish with seven strong innings as his impressive comeback continues for Baltimore, and Jeremiah Jackson laced a one-out solo shot in the sixth inning. Ravens touted the return of Keaton Mitchell this season, but the third-year pro was a healthy scratch on Sunday night. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked why.
Numbers. You can't get everybody up, you know, and you've got to make a decision about who's going to be up and who's going to be down.
And finally, a D1 college football player has been booted off the team after allegedly stealing a duffel bag with Rolex cash and luxury gear from a boat. William Frataloni was accused of stealing the luxury bag from a Lake Minnetonka restaurant. It had $270,000 worth of goods in there, including a Rolex valued at $228,000. He played for North Dakota State University. Coming up in 30 minutes, whining on the radio in Cleveland again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Hey, thanks for inviting us into your home and your car this morning as you're heading out to work. Wherever you happen to listen, either live or on demand, thanks for tuning in The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at The View is back again, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
And regurgitating their spewing their nonsense. Senator Ron Johnson, this is an excellent exchange between a so-called infectious disease expert from Stanford on the mRNA. What do you hear? What these people don't know about what they asked, mandated that we put in our bodies. But our top story here today is the murder of Ukrainian refugee Irina Zaratska, a hate crime.
Yeah. Well, there are those who are saying it sure as heck is, and those on the left are saying you have no reason to believe that whatsoever. So let's get into it. Charlie Kirk, you hear him right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. He said this.
A white Ukrainian refugee was murdered just because she was white. Everybody knows that, obviously. If a random white person simply walked up to and stabbed a nice law-abiding black person for no reason, it would be an apocalyptically huge national story used to impose national sweeping political changes on the whole country. Instead, no one seems to care when a white woman gets stabbed to the death.
Yeah, well, one of the real problems here is that there is a denial of reality by the swamp media, which primarily leans to the left. They don't want to report these stories as racially motivated hate crimes. They're simply the happenstance of being a white victim and a black perpetrator. Van Jones of the left says, well, Charlie Kirk is just an evil, nasty, bad, horrible person, almost as bad as Orange Man Bad.
We don't know why that man did what he did. And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering. It's wrong.
He's a monger. He's a hate mongerer, according to Van Jones.
He should be ashamed of himself. No one mentioned the word race, white, black, or anything except him. What people mentioned is the horror of what happened to this young woman.
Yeah, we do have evidence.
Yeah, yes.
We do have evidence, and we'll share it for you shortly.
Yeah, that's one of the problems you have here is there's actual evidence of rather specific statements being made by the guy who's carrying the knife that would indicate, yeah, this was a...
Dripping with Arena's blood,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, this was pretty clearly a racially motivated action. And that's where the real sticking point comes in. So I don't know whether Van Jones's comments were made before or after the audio, which is now widely available online, was made available, and that is this guy walking down the car of the train, blood dripping from the knife. I mean, you see the still of it, and you see these dots on the floor. It didn't dawn on me that there were anything other than just dots on the floor until I saw the shot that was taken before he walked down the aisle, and their floor is clean. So it's her blood dripping down, and he says something that's going to just knock your socks off.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned. We got the evidence of the racial component coming up at the top of next hour.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather together.
There's some slowing at the Severn River Bridge now, westbound on 50, looking at it here live, and then looking at it over towards Roe Boulevard. There's no problem there. We had this yesterday almost in the exact same spot, so it's a slowdown as you're traveling over through that area, not quite backed up to Ritchie Highway, but after you clear Ritchie Highway and get over towards the bridge, be prepared for that. I-97 southbound, morning backup now has arrived. The main span of the Bay Bridge is good, three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. All the normal delays are out there now along 695. 15-minute delays in building at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly cloudy, mild, with temperatures only near 70 because of the cloud cover. We've got some rain activity throughout the area. Things are going to warm up a little bit later on in the week. Right now, partly cloudy, 62 in the Middle River, and it is 61 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump was forced to address the brutal murder of Arena Zarutska, who's, by the way, the local attorney in North Carolina, in Charlotte, U.S. Attorney Ferguson, and the FBI agent in charge spoke with the family of Arena yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they were going to assist in... repatriating her remains, and the family said no, she loved America, but apparently America didn't love her.
Wow.
And she'll be buried in the Charlotte area. Very, very sad, very tragic story. And President Trump responded.
And there was also a horrible killing recently in Charlotte, where I talked about, and so many others, and we will we're going to get to the end of it. And you know, when you have horrible killings, you have to take horrible actions. And the actions that we take are nothing. This cashless bail started a wave in our country where a killer kills somebody and is out on the street by the afternoon. In many cases, going out and killing again. Cashless bail. And you try and reason with people like in Chicago with the governor and the mayor. You try and reason with them, and it's like you're talking to a wall. It's just... I assume it's just a political ideology. They're not stupid people. Must be an ideology that's just buried in their head and you can't do a damn thing about it. And we'd love to go into Chicago and straighten it out. You know, Washington, D.C., you'll be happy to know, is a free and safe zone. It's so safe right now.
Yeah, and it is the ideology. It is the ideology of liberalism, which is a form of mental illness, in my belief. He mentioned cashless bail. We need to end cashless bail. We need to reimpose minimum sentences for certain crimes and take it out of the hands of some of these radical judges. You know, the woman, the judge, which was actually a magistrate, that let this individual go on his 14th arrest on a promise to appear, okay? Was not actually an attorney. Wasn't a lawyer. You don't have to be a lawyer to be a magistrate. It's basically political patronage. That's what it is. And many people are not qualified to serve as a magistrate. So we need we'll talk about other things we need to do to end this crime as well. As for Gaza, the Israelis struck Hamas leadership in Doha, Qatar, yesterday. The president was given a heads up, but he says the situation in Gaza does not look good.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation. But I will say this: we want the hostages back.
And of course, the left continues to try to claim that President Trump signed a birthday card to Jeffrey Epstein, ignoring all the fact that Bill Clinton actually did send one to Epstein. That just got completely kind of glossed over. But Trump said it's not his signature.
It's not my signature, and it's not the way I speak. And anybody that's covered me for a long time knows that's not my language.
As for the National Guard going to Chicago or perhaps New Orleans, well, maybe not just yet, but New York City, you should be put on notice.
We'll be announcing another city that we're going to very shortly. We're working it out. The governor of a certain state would love us to be there, and the mayor of a certain city in that same state would love us to be there. We'll announce it probably tomorrow.
So Eric Adams said he would welcome the National Guard into New York City. Mm-hmm. And Hochul hasn't pushed back anywhere near as hard as Pritzker or Newsom or Tax Moore. So we'll see.
Not going to be California, so not San Francisco, no. Not L.A.
By the way, huge BLS scandal emerging amid the largest downward revision to employment in history. Virtually no job creation the last year of the Biden regime. Millions of jobs vanished. Scott Bessent knew it, and he addressed it on Meet the Press with Kristen Walker on Sunday.
Mr. Secretary, you know, the economy did add nearly 500,000 manufacturing jobs under former President Biden. In this case, since April, again, you're actually losing manufacturing jobs. Is that problematic for your policy?
Well, a couple of things, Chris. We're going to get the revisions for last year next week. And there may be as big as an 800,000 job downward revision. Again, this would be the second downward revision. So I'm not sure what these people who collect the data have been doing. It's good. We need good data. Secondly, what we are seeing is the jobs that are being created are going to either native-born or legal Americans. Most of the jobs created under the Biden administration, they went to illegal aliens.
Well, and I think that there would be a lot of debate over the fact that they went to illegal aliens, but let's...
That's the fact.
Mr. Secretary, you know, the economy did add nearly 500,000 manufacturing jobs.
Those are the facts. Yes. And the other fact is 911,000 jobs lost.
That's the fact, Jack.
Okay, 911,000. Caroline Levitt, yesterday the White House press briefing, the latest crime numbers coming out of our nation's capital.
There have been a total of 2,177 arrests made since the start of the operation on August 7th. Just last night, there were 57 arrests made in Washington, D.C. Of the 57 arrests, there were 14 illegal aliens who were arrested, many of whom had prior criminal histories.
Yeah. And the Maha Commission report is out. Here's Secretary Kennedy.
We're changing nutrition standards and baby formula. We are requiring medical schools to do nutrition education. There's 128 recommendations. A lot of them we're going to accomplish before the end of this year.
Yeah, so just the beginning, folks. 234 days into the new golden age of America. It's 7:21, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we are just getting started.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And let me tell you, folks, if you are thinking about your health, now is the time to focus in on it. Living Heart Smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall health and wellness. Now, right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s. soft gels. Now, I take these every day. They're great. Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart. Apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added to your order for free. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hi, this is Jim with Wallace Roofing and Construction. We've been in business for over 90 years, and for good reason. Around here, honesty and integrity still matter. We don't cut corners, we don't use subcontractors, and we never chase a quick dollar. We believe in doing the job right the first time. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566, Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 7:23, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we found out what the problem was on the area of the Severn River Bridge. Apparently a broken down vehicle. It was in the right lane on the west end of the bridge where we couldn't see it. It is now on the shoulder near the ramp over at Grove Boulevard. So everybody's getting by now, but we backed up very quickly back through the ramp at Ritchie Highway. We'll keep an eye on that, but it should get back to normal in that area within the next maybe 15, 20 minutes or so. Everything now is off to the right side. The new problem, BW Parkway southbound with the wreck after Arundel Mills Boulevard. Several vehicles are involved. Delays are going to be there after the airport cutoff. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today and highs near 70, maybe a stray shower or two. Right now it's cloudy, 62 in the city, 62 in Millersville. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. More on the racial component of what happened in Charlotte, because there does seem to be a common denominator that the swamp media really just wants to ignore, and they want to ignore it at all costs.
Oh, hey, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Jasmine Crockett. She's at it again, folks. While she's still in Congress, she's continuing to spout off on things large and small, making small things into very large things. When it comes to whether or not we should be sending people to cities like Charlotte to get a control of what's going on in places like Charlotte with the murder of Irina, she had this to say.
It is so rich that the Republicans believe in small government, and this is the biggest government that I've ever seen, because they have decided that now they are going to somehow be the local police that is going to solve local crime at the federal level. That is not what we're supposed to do, especially on our level. What we do is we write federal laws. That is our job, and that is the lane that we're going to stay in.
She says that's the lane they're going to stay in. They're not going to actually take time to take a look at issues like what happened down in Charlotte, because somehow that's beneath them in their glorified status as Congress doodles.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
Talk Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Do you have the Jesse Waters cut in there? Well, if you grab it, I'll let me know. It's Jesse Waters A, if you're looking for it, because I want to see if I can get that as well, because he points out something that the swamp media really wants us to ignore. And here's the parallel he draws.
You got a black ex-con that stabs a beautiful Ukrainian refugee to death on public transit, and the media is silent. And then last weekend, 57 shot, and the media is silent. So what's the common denominator? Black perpetrator. These whites that are liberal, that run the media organizations, hold blacks to a lower standard than whites. And they're afraid of getting called racist by their white colleagues. And they're afraid of Sharpton haranguing them about airing the community's dirty laundry.
Yeah, and that is the truth. That, God forbid, they take a look at a situation and say, this is pretty clearly what it is, even when you have statements from those involved indicating that their motives are indeed racially based, Sean. They will not report on it, even when pushed. Don't forget, the story out of Charlotte, this is a couple weeks old. This didn't happen the day before yesterday, folks. We're finding out about it now. It's as if they put a story into a super secret area for a couple of weeks, hoping it'll dissipate on its own and they won't have to report on it. And eventually, if it breaks out of the super secret area, then we hear about it.
Because that was fascinating
this happened,
to me.
What, early August?
Because you have some fairly responsible media outlets in Charlotte. WBT is one of them, which is a TV radio station there. But it is the fact that, it was a local story when it happened.
Yeah.
But somehow, the national news media, which usually picks up on this stuff fairly quickly, ignored it. They completely ignored it, and they ignored it because it didn't fit the narrative. It didn't fit the narrative of white individual attacking or causing the death of a black individual. That's all they're interested in the media, which is basically run by guilt, I guess, ridden liberal white people.
Yeah,
that's who runs most of the media outlets in America today, and that's the narrative. Anything that does not fit that narrative does not qualify for national coverage until they were shamed into it on X the other day. And CBS, I think, was the first to pick up, and then Fox, and then when they do pick up the story, they go in the defend mode.
Oh, yes.
Okay, the defend mode is...
But it's a Van Johnson comment.
Exactly.
You know.
It's Van Jones.
Van Jones, I'm sorry, yeah.
It is Van Jones. It is Abby Phillip. It is Brian Stelter, Potato Head. It is... And this is... It's the left-wing echo chamber of how... Now, go back to George Floyd. Remember George Floyd? The narrative back then, this was a white cop that allegedly killed a black man, which we now know is not true. Okay, based on the fall of Minneapolis, if you've ever watched that documentary, and I would recommend that you should. But even the attorney general there, Keith Ellison, said no. So that was not race motivated. It may have been something else, but it wasn't race motivated. All right, more to come here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, the mRNA truth is starting to trickle out. Time for news headlines, and here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. At 7:30, driver injured after his tractor-trailer overturned just past the Havilah Grace exit on southbound I-95. Susquehanna Hose Company says the driver of the truck was thrown from the rig in the Tuesday night crash. It was taken to a hospital by a Maryland State Police medevac helicopter. Hartford County Department of Emergency Services special ops crews were called in to deal with the fuel leaking from the truck. Maryland Board of Public Works has approved a $2 million fund to launch the pilot phase of a strategic operations center in downtown Baltimore. The Downtown Partnership, UMB Initiative, will operate as a 24/7 centralized hub that will allow city, state, and community partners to share information, enhance communication, integrate public safety, and more effectively respond to safety and security concerns. Maryland Department of Transportation is awarding $8.2 million in grants for bicycle, pedestrian, and trail projects across the state. Acting Transportation Secretary Samantha Biddle says creating safe and high-quality infrastructure will help students travel safely to and from school, better connect communities to opportunities, and reduce Maryland's carbon footprint. The Baltimore City District Courthouse will be relocating to a new building this fall. The civil building on East Fayette Street will close on October 10th, reopen on October 14th at 500 North Calvert. The East Fayette Street building will close permanently after the move, and all judges, commissioners, and judiciary employees will be located at the new location. And police in Cambridge have now released information on a suspect accused of shooting a man in the face on Friday morning. This past week, police say a 15-year-old allegedly shot his stepfather, and police arrested him later that day at the home on Skinner's Court. The 34-year-old victim found with a gunshot wound to the face near Park Lane and Camper Street in Cambridge, flown to Shock Trauma for treatment. 7:32, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 lottery, 725. Pick 4, 1342. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Reisterstown, just off Franklin Boulevard, right after the ramp at 795 at Tarragon Road. So local traffic into where that is, keep an eye out for that. The wreck on the BW Parkway now has cleared to the shoulder, but we're still going to be backed up from the airport cutoff as you're working away eventually south through Arundel Mills and down through that area, the westbound side of Route 50 coming across to the Severn River Bridge was being delayed with a broken down vehicle in the painted out area over at Rogue Boulevard, completely off the roadway, but some delays and some brake lights are still through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and mild for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures today not going to be very warm. We'll see those mid to upper 60s and some areas close to 70 with a couple of sprinkles here and there. Drier and warmer on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles hot streak continued last night at Camden Yards with an unusual 3-2 walk-off win over the Pirates. Sam Bisaio's bloop down the left field line with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 11th. First ruled foul, then ruled fair. Gunnar Henderson awarded home plate, and the Birds walk away with their sixth win in their last seven games. Earlier in the game, another Orioles rookie amazing season continued.
Jeremiah Jackson, first pitch, bottom six, it is out of the front court and gone. Welcome to the bottom of the sixth inning. An ambush from Jeremiah Jackson.
That was Kevin Brown with the call on Madison Jackson's fourth home run of the season. He was voted Mr. Alabama as a high school's, actually Mr. Baseball as a high school senior in Alabama, taking that now to the major leagues. Elsewhere in baseball, the MVP season of one Kyle Schwarber continued last night in South Philadelphia.
Fly ball, center field, it's hit deep, out toward Monty's angle, it is number 50! Kyle Schwarber has just hit his 50th home run of the season.
The great Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The guy with a softball body is one of the greatest power hitters in the majors. Phillies crushed the Mets last night, 9-3 was the final. They lead New York by 9 in the National League East. Sunday afternoon in Baltimore, the Ravens will celebrate their 30th season in a land of pleasant living, as Tom Davis loves to say, with a tribute to their first three decades in Baltimore. Past Ravens legends such as Ray Lewis, Todd Heap, Matt Stover, among others, will be there. A lot of pomp and circumstance, and all of this does not sit well with some goof named Andy Baskin on 92.3 FM Sports Radio in Cleveland.
You know what? That they're doing this against the Browns. I understand that they probably wanted to do it in their season opener, and I get that, But, I mean, did you really have to pick the Cleveland game to do this? Is that, I mean, you want to talk about just, like, poking the bear on something.
Poking the bear? Are you kidding me? The Browns are the bear? Seriously? Since returning to the NFL in 1999. By the way, you lost your team for 3 years, okay? And then you stank for the last 28. You have more winless seasons than you do AFC North titles in the last 29 years. 1-0. You've never won a Super Bowl. You're not the bear, FYI. Meanwhile, the Blast making news off the field, and it's not pleasant. It locked in a courtroom battle now with one of its former star players, goalkeeper William Vanzella, the four-time champion goalkeeper represented by Bobby Zirkin, alleging the team and its owner of falsely accusing him in multiple public statements of being involved in nefarious and criminal activity. The Blast have countersued, and they say that the Blast have countersued. I lost my place here because of the Cleveland thing. Anyway, they are locked up in a battle in court.
I'm trying to figure out who triggers you more, Belichick or the Browns?
The Browns, for sure. Yeah. And he's got a connection to the Browns. Anyway, I'll get that Vanzella story straight later. The time now is 7:37. I've taken up enough. When we return, a happy heavenly birthday to a Baltimore sportscasting legend.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The great Charlie Ekman, born on this day, September 10th, 1921.
Yeah. Exactly.
Passed away in 1995. Today would be number 104 for the great Charlie Ekman. Just a quick snippet of a cut we've heard before. He was the backup voice here.
It's a fly ball that keeps left.
Get out of here! Back. Get out of here! Go!
Home run! Every Oriole is
out. Now, that, of course, was Doug DeSensei in 1979. His voice was, get out of here, get out of here. But not only a legend for sports broadcasting, but as a sportsman, yeah. a coach, a player.
A referee.
A referee, yeah. Exactly. Went to City College, was an all-city baseball player, etc. Truly, truly a legend in Baltimore.
Thanks, Gary. Coach Charlie Ekman, we had him here just for a year when we were sports radio back in 1987, and what a character.
Yes, indeed.
The coach was. All right, the facade of expertise in America's public health establishment took another blow yesterday when a Stanford University infectious disease physician was completely humiliated during Senator Ron Johnson's questioning at a Senate hearing on vaccines. Dr. Jake Scott, and his testimony, he's a clinical professor at Stanford, co-leader of the Vaccine Integrity Project. He told senators that vaccines are one of the most transparent and safest medical interventions in history. And he gave us all sorts of, you know, propaganda and government gobbledygook as to why. He touted government surveillance systems like VAERS, VSD, and PRISM, claiming they detect adverse events as rare as 1 in 1 million doses. And that if vaccines cause widespread chronic disease, we would have seen it, but we haven't. But all we have. Dr. Scott was left speechless and humiliated after Senator Johnson asked him simple questions about the basic mechanics of the mRNA shots.
It is the mRNA that's encapsulating the lipid nanoparticles. Is that true mRNA?
It's a true mRNA?
I mean, true mRNA, your messenger RNA, degrades very rapidly in the body. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Correct.
So the mRNA in the injection, is it true mRNA? Does it degrade rapidly in the body? Do you not know?
I do know. Yes, it does. But
it does. It does not. It's modified mRNA, and it's designed not to degrade. And there are studies that show it sticks around the body. We don't know how long. The lipid nanoparticle. Do you realize that it was designed to permeate difficult to permeate barriers, like the blood brain, like the placenta barrier? Did you know that?
No, he didn't. I mean, it was mostly science. These very simple questions. Anybody that had any kind of basic scientific knowledge of the mRNA would be able to answer that. But wait, there's more, including Dr. Fauci told us that, hey, the mRNA shot, it just stays in your arm. It does not.
Did you believe when Fauci told us that the mRNA shot would stay in the arm? Did you believe that? It's a simple yes or no. I mean, do you believe the code injection stayed in everybody's arm?
This is an expert, remember.
Do you believe that's what happened?
Primarily.
You think so, huh? Were you aware of the Japanese FOIA of the study that was conducted of biodistribution where in rats it biodistributed all over the body, accumulated in the adrenal glands, in the ovaries? Because the lipid nanoparticle is designed to permeate difficult to permeate barriers, they knew, the designers knew, and they did a study that would biodistribute all over the body, but our CDC, Anthony Fauci, said it was going to stick in the arm.
Yeah. And we know that it doesn't, that's not the case. It goes all over the body. It can land in your heart. It can land in your reproductive organs. But wait, there's more regarding the mRNA being toxic to the human cells.
Now, do you know what the mRNA does? It's not a traditional vaccine, is it? Do you realize that? It's just not an attenuated or a dead virus. It's messenger RNA, modified RNA, this encapsulated lipid nanoparticle. It distributes all over the body, and when it attaches to a cell, it unloads its mRNA into the cell and turns the cell into a manufacturing cell of a protein that is toxic to it. Do you realize that? Are you aware of that? I mean, just yeah, yes or no. I mean, do you know that or not? Because I talk to a lot of doctors, don't have a clue.
I know a fair amount about the mRNA vaccines. Do I know about all of these studies that you're referring to?
This isn't a study. This is the basic operation. Do you know how it works? It doesn't appear like you do.
Dr. Scott had no comeback. Silence. This is a so-called infectious disease expert. And a U.S. senator knew a heck of a lot more than he did. Does this not speak volumes of who's in charge of our health care publicly?
Volumes and volumes and volumes and opus, as a matter of fact. 743 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's our very own Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. There was a minor wreck. It looks like they exchanged information. They just pulled out from the Interloop shoulder before Paring Parkway. Everybody was looking at it, and we backed up the hill towards Providence Road. The outer loop could see it as well. So it's been slow, but they just pulled away. So it looks like that will start to improve, especially on the Interloop. The outer loop delay is already there. Rest of the Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are in play. Our backups at both the Harbor Tunnels or anywhere south from Moravia Road and the city-county line. Light rain in the area now. Westbound 50 at the Severn River Bridge, getting better. The broken-down vehicle over at Grove Boulevard, safely off to the right side. It's improving now, and no backup before Ritchie Highway. So, again, that's getting better. You might still see a wreck on the shoulder on the BW Parkway southbound after Arundel Mills Boulevard. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check your antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done right there at 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, temperatures near 70 for the highs, chance of a stray shower or two right now. It is cloudy, 61 in Columbia, 64 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will win a WCBM beer stein. We've got a beer glass for you here now. A nice place, frosted in the freezer, and pour a nice ice cold beer or your favorite beverage. Doesn't have to be beer, but it's a nice looking glass.
A beaver edge.
Betty is in Hartford County. Good morning, Betty.
Morning, Betty.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, I'm going to go last.
All right. Parental discretion is advised for the upcoming segment. So if there are young ears listening in the car or the bus or within the reach of my voice, you may want to.
You better want to tell your mom.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Story number one. Apple yesterday introduced the Apple Watch Series 11, offering the most comprehensive set of health features yet, longer battery life, even more durable cover glass, 5G, and also the ability to monitor your blood sugar. for those that are pre-diabetic and diabetic, that is a major technical innovation. Story two, Southwest Airlines, one of America's big four carriers, known as the most fat-friendly airline in the United States. Many customers of size specifically choose Southwest because they're the only airline that does not charge you for a second seat if you encroach. But now that's all changing coming January 27th. Southwest will now charge you a second seat charge if you don't fit into a single seat or encroach into the seat next to you. Story three, British media has officially outdone itself in the worst way possible, and the headline that reads like something right out of The Onion or a Babylon Bee, reporters actually declared, quote, a woman exposed herself in a park, and then in all seriousness, they go on to explain that this woman whipped out her penis in front of children.
I see.
And wiggled it around.
I hate it when women do that.
Story one, Apple Watch Series 11 can now monitor your blood sugar while wearing it. Story two, fat passengers squeezed for cash by Southwest.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Oh, very nice. Very clever, very, very clever.
Story three.
Take a look at this.
British media reports woman waving her package in public.
No kidding.
Yes. All right, Chuck, we'll start with you this morning.
You don't want to.
I know he's steaming. He's brewing over here.
You don't want to. I think all of them really go together. One of them's sexual condition, your ass is too fat, the other one's waving a Schlechtenhausel. But I'm going to go with one.
All right. Chuck goes with story one. Kristen?
I think I agree. I hate that the other two are probably more likely to be true, so I'll say one.
Kristen, yes, for number one, Bruce.
I don't think Apple has actually introduced a new watch. They've introduced a new platform on which to keep all your Apple devices, your iDevices, so it's going to be called the iRack. So I think that's fake news.
Okay. And Betty?
I think I'm going to go with one also.
You're also going with number one? Okay, it's unanimous today. Apple debuting the new Watch Series 11. No, it does not measure your or monitor your blood sugar. But it does measure your high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no blood sugar.
Maybe they could get one for the one on number three and see what that measures.
So Chuck, the big question, and congratulations, Betty, you are a winner. Put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize. The big question for Chuck is now, what are you going to do, brother?
What are you going to do, brother? When a woman drops her drawers.
Is Southwest still going to be the airline du jour?
I don't take two seats. What are you saying?
I'm not saying that you did.
Oh.
But
I'm sorry. I've actually been on a plane and had somebody overflowing into my seat.
Really?
Yeah. And that it's.
You mean physically?
Physically. Overflowing.
Okay. Because there's so many different definitions.
You know, over the. You know,
encroaching. Is the
encroaching, yes.
Wait, there's a flag on the play.
Right. You really need to buy two seats.
In the neutral zone.
Do you need to?
Well, I'll just take your armrest and remove it, and that way they won't encroach as much.
Oh, no, they do. They just don't encroach on top of the armrest.
That's the problem.
Yeah. They're
encroaching under the armrest and over the armrest.
Yeah, it's not a... Look, I'm sorry. People have difficulty with their weight. I empathize with that. I've always had that as a challenge myself. You work hard at keeping it off. But if you sit down next to a guy...
Should they be charged a full charge for the second seat?
Yes, indeed.
Or some kind of prorated like portion. Let's say they're only taking up 10% of your seat next to you.
Sir, you should actually have priority over your seat. You know, vertical priority over your seat. You should be a cone of silence there. If you want.
Now, what happens if you encroach and you put your elbow on their armrest?
That's always a battle.
How do you know which one is your armrest?
I know that's the battle.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
If you got five of those people that are that big, they can't sit on the same side.
Leave it to Chuck.
I think actually, Chuck...
Damn plane would never get off the ground.
No, it would. It just keeps circling to the right.
Now, yeah, I understand. Be a hard left at the airport, I can tell you that.
I'm glad we solved that.
Yeah.
7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook page, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that.
you get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
This is Scott Jennings. Join me every weeknight at 9. As my mission is to arm you with common sense, crush liberal narratives, and help shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
753 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Really? New teeth. 753 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yeah, next week, Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Okay, Chopper, we got it.
Yeah.
Southbound JFX, there's some rain on the camera now at the city-county line, so we're getting a shower, and it's affecting the traffic south. It's okay right here at the city line, but it is backed up at Ruxton Road. So you know what that's going to do to the Beltway. It's bad enough when it's dry, so now we're going to have delays just compounded with this light rain that is now moving through the area. Parkville side is slow. Interloop through Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. Both the tunnels now sitting with close to a 30-minute delay southbound, backed up all the way back to Moravia Road at both the tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for hump day today. Mostly cloudy, temperatures near 70, a little cooler because of the cloud cover, and maybe some lingering rain that might pop up here or there. And then tomorrow we start a sunny and drier, warmer trend through the weekend. Right now it is raining in 61 in Ellicott City, and expect some rain here in Pikesville in the next hour, 61 as well here on the morning. Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, right before Kim Plasek Live. Well, it's fascinating. Tom Holman was on for 13 minutes on the Morning Mika yesterday, trying to explain the concept of illegal to Mika Brzezinski. She didn't seem to quite get it because she had her agenda in mind. You'll hear part of that because it was, I mean, it's a fascinating 13 minutes because she's so obtuse. You'll hear part of that coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. And of course, the full-length video has been released, including some statements made by the knife attack man in Charlotte. Those statements you need to hear because it puts a lot of light on exactly what happened there. And Johnny O. Yeah, Johnny O and the $100,000 settlement we were talking about earlier this week. He has made comments, so we should know exactly what's going on, right? No, not yet, but we're getting there. All right. The View is back after their summer vacation doing what they do.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
No, not again!
This time it's Sonny Austin.
Ah, boy, here we go.
They don't show IDs, they're not dressed appropriately, they're not flagged, and they're masked.
That's not entirely accurate.
And so in my world, if you mask yourself because you don't want to be seen, because you don't want to be seen, because there will be a reckoning for some of the actions that law enforcement, actual law enforcement, have done.
doesn't that bring you just about as close to making a threat as possible? There's going to be consequences. And of course, the people on ICE took a lot of grief yesterday because they actually parked an ICE truck in a public parking space. That's intimidation, you know. The very existence of a truck parked legally on the side of a street is intimidation. That is what we were being told. Oh, okay, well, what would not be intimidation be? Hiding it? No, because then you're hiding your face and your identity, and you don't want to be... I mean, look, there's no win for the guys in ICE. There's no win when it comes to people like Sonny Hostin and those people in ICE.
The bottom line here is the law of the land is that if you come into this country without the proper documentation, you are here illegally and subject to be detained and deported. That is the law. ICE agents are doing their job. They're following the rule of law. Now, if you don't like the law, change it.
Don't
eliminate
it. Don't go after ICE.
Don't go after
Congress.
Exactly.
I mean, this is not the problem of Tom Holman and the people at ICE. This is a problem. If you think it's a problem, you talk to your congressperson. You call up your senator. You call up Van Hollen, and you call up whoever your congressperson might be. Maybe it was Johnny O. And you say, I don't like this. Change this law. And if they can change the law, then guess what? ICE won't be doing this anymore.
But we don't get, as citizens, nor do law enforcement officials get to cherry pick which laws that they're going to follow and which laws they're going to ignore. That, for folks, is a recipe for anarchy.
Yeah, it's a recipe for an absolute disaster. Then you have the rule of man rather than the rule of law, and I just don't think we want to go there. Distorted reality time, folks. This is fascinating. This is a woman who is on public assistance. And she has a real problem with the way the system is laid out.
There shouldn't be no Section 8. There shouldn't be no food stamps. It shouldn't be poor people. There shouldn't be no welfare. Us law-abiding taxpayers, we are sick of paying for your food. And that. What if there was a law right now today and it wiped y'all off the face of the earth? All the rich taxpayers that's got all this money. What if the law came down and said, you know what? This world is only for those on welfare and public aid and public assistance and food stamps and Section 8 and the government of benefits. And we just going to get rid of the rest of them. How about that?
Well, that means you're a Mamdani voter, actually.
Right.
Is what that means. And one other thing it means.
You need to be removed from the gene pool.
Period.
Another ringing endorsement for our education system.
Exactly.
Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air Conditioning right now as we're, but it's a couple of weeks left before the end of summer and the fall is here. And that means you should turn your attention into your heat pump, your forced air furnace, and however you're heating your home to make sure that heating efficiency. Efficiency is there for you when you turn on the heat. It's going to be there. It's going to be reliable, and it's going to be, is relatively efficient and not as so expensive. Because a lot of times, if your heat is not efficient, it's going to cost you even more. It's already sky high, the electric bills, as we all know. Especially if you have a heat pump and you put that auxiliary heat on, because heat pumps aren't really all that efficient under the 35 degree mark. So make sure that you got Tim Kyle out. They'll inspect. They'll make sure it's absolutely running properly and efficiently. Call them today. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can find them at timkylecompany.com and tell them that we told you to call.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Poland says NATO allies came to its aid, shooting down a swarm of Russian drones that invaded Polish airspace overnight.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has written on social media that last night the Polish airspace was violated by a large number of Russian drones in an act of aggression, he says, as Russia launched aerial attacks on Ukraine. Poland's defense minister has written on X that more than 10 objects crossed into Polish airspace, and those that constituted a risk to Poland's security were neutralised. He's thanked NATO Air Command and the Royal Netherlands Air and Space Force for supporting the action with F-35 fighter jets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump describes himself as very unhappy about it, the president referring to Israel's airstrike on Hamas in Doha, Qatar. Israel says it was retaliation for Monday's deadly attack at a bus stop in North Jerusalem. Another American city is going to be getting the Trump treatment in fighting crime. The president says he'll announce what city it is later today. House Majority Whip Republican Tom Emmer says that crime-plagued cities, many of them governed by Democrats, should welcome federal intervention.
President Trump has made it clear that law and order works. Now is the time for the shameless so-called leaders of blue cities and states to take a page out of President Trump's playbook.
The president declares Washington, D.C. a safe city thanks to his crime-fighting initiative. In addition to state charges, the suspect accused in the stabbing death of a young woman in Charlotte, North Carolina, is now facing federal charges. The 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee was murdered on a light rail train. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 59 points. NASDAQ futures up 79. Townhall.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
That's a great spot. 803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So it feels on hold sometimes, Chuck. Chuck Whitaker.
Indeed.
Yes, traffic indeed. And weather on the threes.
Southbound I-97, you're looking at delays really coming down the hill from Benfield into the split right at Route 32. And then looking down a little bit further at I-97 at the bridge at 178. The lanes are open there. And then moving into the interchange at 50. Still dry on the upper end, but they're getting some rain now between the Bay Bridge and the ramps over at Ritchie Highway. So that's slowing the pace just a bit. We had some problems earlier over near Roe Boulevard, so it's a little bit slower than it may normally be for that traffic through there. Some areas on the Beltway getting some rain. We've had rain on the JFX now. That's starting to impact the morning drive. Very slow on the Beltway. 30-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and mild for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures today not going to be very warm. We'll see those mid to upper 60s and some areas close to 70 with a couple of sprinkles here and there. Drier and warmer on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, we're taking a look at temperatures mostly in the 60s, 62 degrees downtown, and 64 degrees currently. I just swallowed on the wrong pipe again. I hate that when I breathe in and swallowed on the wrong pipe. 64 degrees currently in Owings Mills. Governor Wes Moore has officially launched his reelection campaign, outlining his goals for a second term on an online video released yesterday morning. Moore says he's focused on affordability issues, economic growth, and public safety, and will again campaign with Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller. The Republican Governors Association is pushing back on his announcement, by the way. In a statement, the group criticized Moore's record, citing tax hikes, a growing deficit, and high crime rates in Baltimore. The RGA said Marylanders do not want another 4 years of what it calls runaway spending and failed leadership. Moore, a Democrat, announced his reelection bid yesterday in a video released. The Baltimore County Council is set to review an amendment to create three majority-minority districts on the county's west side. The redistricting proposal from council members Issy Patoka and Mike Ertel would redraw boundaries so that black residents make up 55% of voters in districts 2 and 3 and 45% in district 4. Patoka says he's hopeful the plan will secure enough votes for passage, noting it marks a historic opportunity for people of color and women to gain representation. Final vote expected this coming Monday. And city police investigating a Tuesday afternoon murder in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 1000 block of North Arlington Avenue to investigate a shot spotter alert and a barricade. When police arrived at the scene, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital where, unfortunately, he was pronounced dead. Police posted a message on X shortly after 10 p.m. saying the barricade had concluded and the area streets had reopened. There's no further information on the barricade or what led to the shooting. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick 3 Lottery 725. Pick 4 is 1342. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Homesold Guaranteed Realty. You know, I've known you for years now, Vinny, but today I actually found out a few things I didn't know. I was shocked to find out that 72% of licensed agents didn't sell any homes in 2024. You, on the other hand, sell a home just about every 31 hours. And even more impressive, your business has been built on giving back to our local community, including your work over at Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, we've been blessed over the last 22 years, and our Go Serve Big mission gives back to the community that has supported us. In fact, I just announced our latest initiative, giving back to a local family in need. I'm going to waive my commission to help a family in need of buying or selling a home this fall. If anyone listening knows somebody who has struggled in any way and needs my help, I want to hear about it.
Vinny, that's amazing. And if you know a special family who needs Vinny's services, let him know the details. You can call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. The Birds took the opener from the Pirates last night at Camden Yards. In extras, 3-2 was the final, with Kyle Bradish tossing 7 strong innings.
Getting through 7 is always good for everybody, team, bullpen, myself. But yeah, just knowing I can be efficient like I was tonight and get through 7 and give the team a quality start, it's always the goal.
Birds won it last night on a bloop single down the left field line by Sam Basayo, which was first ruled foul and then on appeal was ruled fair. Gunnar Henderson scoring the winning run. All eyes will be on the hill again tonight as Paul Skeens throws for Pittsburgh. The sophomore phenom has been electric. First 50 MLB starts, has the second lowest career earned run average since 1920. Second only to Vida Blue. Blue at 201 and Skeens at 202. Opponents are batting a career 196 against Paul Skeens, and Tyler Wells will go for Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 6:35. Sunday will be interesting in Baltimore as the Browns are in town. That's not interesting. But with a quarterback named Joe Flacco that is, you might have heard of him, the former Super Bowl champion returning for the first time to Baltimore since he left back in 2018. Here he is on Ryan Ripken's podcast on conversations his agents had with Baltimore a couple of years back about a return.
I think it was just like, kind of a casual conversation between my agent and them at some point, just kind of seeing if I was still going to play. You know, I think everybody's always kind of curious if I'm still going to try to do it. And then
Flacco has now played for 6 different teams in the National Football League, the most ever for a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. And finally, a 13-year-old New Hampshire boy hauled in the catch of a lifetime last week, a massive 177-pound Atlantic halibut that outweighed him and could set a new junior world record. Jackson Denio, 5'9", weighs 120 pounds, and he caught the 177-pounder with the help of about 30 other people fishing off a place called Cassius Ledge off the coast of New England. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local high school football coach is in the national spotlight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is the number. This is, of course, The Morning Drive with Casey Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Johnny Zero responds to the $100,000 lawsuit settlement mystery. Coming up, it's Tom Holman versus Mika Brzezinski on MSDNC. Top story here today is, once again, the latest on the brutal murder of Irina Zarutska. I just wanted to compare and contrast here for just a moment, if you will, which of these two immigrants got wall-to-wall sympathetic news coverage from the media. Was it Ukrainian refugee escaping war Irina Zarutska, or was it the wife-beating, human-trafficking MS-13 Maryland man?
It should be high door number two, Sean.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And who drives that? The media. The media drives it. And the left. So, you know, one is an innocent woman hopping on a bus, and now we find out with a full-length video that has been released, and it's brutal. It's grim. It's graphic. I suggest you not watch it, but I force myself to. To see what this young woman was going through at the time of her death. And the part of the Irina Zarutska murder video that they didn't show, that they didn't want to show, that they suppressed, because they knew. They knew what it would cause. She did not die quickly. She was fully aware. Desperately terrified, suffering to the end. It is beyond heartbreaking. It shows Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska looking up in horror after she's been stabbed 3, 4, 5 times, including her throat. Her jugular had been cut. Trying to process what had just happened to her after she was stabbed. She was seen putting her face in her hands as she bled out and then slumped to the floor. And what was worse, there were 5 people still in the car with her. Not one person helped her as she began to bleed out. I don't know if they would have been able to save her life, but they didn't even try. It's absolutely sickening. These people should be ashamed of themselves. What is wrong with our culture today that a young woman is attacked and then left to die all alone without any human being at all coming to her aid or assistance? And now we have the media piling on, saying this was not a hate crime. We have evidence that it was.
Yeah, it was a hate crime. If the shoes were on the other foot, we'll talk about it. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Raining in a lot of the areas now, including the Capitol Beltway, so that's just aggravating all that back up through there. Backed up from 95 all the way around to the Mormon Temple, the inner loop through College Park towards 214, the outer loop around Greenbelt Road and through there, all affected by the light rain now. Beltway on the southwest side, locally looking at the area right around the BW Parkway, getting some light showers there. The pace is still good, but boy, the rest of the Beltway is really slow with the rain. Parkville side, the inner loop through Parksville and down the west side from 795. JFX last check was slowing from Ruxton Road down through Northern Parkway, and again, some light rain there. We know anything can change very quickly on the JFX after Northern Parkway with the rain, and it hasn't rained for a while, so we may have a little bit of an oil buildup for the traffic there. Unfortunately, we have no cameras on the JFX that work from Northern Parkway through downtown. Speed cameras work, but you know, our cameras don't make any money. The tunnels, yeah, with the rain and everything else, still backed up. 30-minute delays, number of minor accidents, as you can imagine, throughout the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be mostly cloudy today, and the temperature is only near low 70s or so due to the cloud cover and rain. Showers popping up here or there, and then moves out of here tomorrow, and the rest of the week it'll be sunny and warmer. And right now we've got some drizzle. Ocean City is 71, cloudy 62 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, every morning at about this time, we check in to see exactly which lefty has lost it, which one has gone Looney Tunes, and we keep them all at the circus so that you can entertain yourselves by watching their craziness. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, and please watch as today's clown car enters from the far left. The Democrat clown car makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps this distressed teacher. Why is she distressed? Well, let her explain.
One of our teachers is now going to be fostering one of our students because her parents just got deported. Just let that sink in. A minor's parents just got deported. She's homeless. DHS showed up to our school. We're her teachers. We love her. She's brilliant. She's kind. We're not going to let that happen to her. So one of us is fostering her now. I don't care about your political ideology. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on. This is not the way to handle immigration. Immigration has been an issue that has plagued America for so long, but this is not the answer. It's just absurd, and it's heartbreaking.
If there were only some way for that child to have her parents with her, only some way. Oh, wait, there is. They could simply have said, we're taking our kid with us, period. Now, that would have released all those teachers from having to feel morally superior because they're fostering a child whose parents have been deported. It's not a problem. Keep your family together. Take your kid with you. It's not a big deal. Now, ma'am, please, if you wouldn't mind, get back in the clown car and go feel morally superior someplace else. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're fostering this child because the parents got deported. Fine. The parents got deported. It happens. They were here illegally. The kid can simply go with them, you know. It's just not a hard concept. I'm done.
Yeah, it just... The news regarding this horrific, brutal murder of 23-year-old Irina Zarutska at the hands of 34-year-old deranged DeCarlos Brown Jr. And she was murdered last month. I'll get you the exact date, but it was in August. All right, so it was last month, and we learned of it Monday, September the 8th. That's when it started taking off on X. Okay, so it was at least 2 weeks or so. I'll get the exact date for you here in just a second. And again, this was news in the Charlotte, North Carolina area because it was reported by local outlets, but it was not picked up by national news media. And the reason why is, and let's not forget the Charlotte mayor, Vi Lyle, she's a Democrat. She was praising the media for not picking up the story because she knew. She saw the video. She saw the whole video. She saw a deranged black man target a white woman. There were other black people in the light rail car that he didn't even bother looking at. Now, Irina did sit down in front of him, but she didn't provoke him. She didn't talk to him. She didn't even turn around him. She stuck to herself. And he contemplated for a few seconds, then he got up and began his assault. And then we've seen all sorts of people from Brian Stelter to Abby Phillip at CNN and Truther Van Jones, who once said, I'll get the exact quote, who once said there was some kind of virus in the white people's brains that made them oppressive and treated blacks like chattel and so on and so forth. He actually said that. So we all know who the racist is. Here is what Van Jones said first. And you have to listen very carefully to the deranged killer. It's hard to make out. But we have evidence that this is what his motive was.
We don't know why that man did what he did. And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering.
the very tail end of that, you can barely make it out, but the word, the phrase is, I got that white girl. He says it not once, but twice.
Yeah.
I got that white girl. We'll discuss here in just a moment what that means. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Law Office of Mike Lee Freeman joining us once again with lead counselor Michael Freeman. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So, you know, we talk about contributory negligence and comparative negligence a lot, and the difference. We know Maryland has contributory negligence, while most states have comparative negligence. And the difference is, if you're in an accident in Maryland and you are 1% responsible for it, 1% negligent, you are barred from recovery. In a comparative negligence state, the judge or the jury or insurance companies would weigh the negligence. And if one party was 99% and the other party was 1%, the party that was only 1% liable would recover 99% of whatever the verdict is. Now, it's usually not 1 in 99, but a lot of times it's 75, 25, or whatever. And what happens is a lot of cases that would ordinarily just be dumped because, oh, I look at it and my client's a little bit negligent, you're not dumped, and they go to trial. And the states that say the comparative negligence is bad say that it causes almost every case to go to trial because it's almost never 50-50. It's always one. But we think it's kind of unfair. And next week, after laying this groundwork, I'm going to give you a case that we just got, which is a perfect example of why we think contributory negligence is unfair in Maryland. We'll talk about that next week. I want to thank so many people who have begun to use our email on our website, maflaw.com. It's so convenient because phone calls are great, but we're not always at the office, and sometimes it takes an hour or so for us to get back. But with the email, it pops up wherever we are, whether we're on a beach someplace or whether we're in the office. So for the folks out there, if you have any questions, any problems, any case information you want, any insurance information you want, anything, all you got to do is go to maflaw.com. Right on the home page, you'll see where you can send something directly, and it goes to all of us, Rachel, Steve, me. It goes directly to our desktop, it goes directly to our phones, and we will get right back to you. And of course, if you have any questions, 410-363-6848, I should know that by now, should be able to say it. And other than that, so next week, we're going to really delve into this contrib and comparative, and we've got a really good case to do it. So in the meantime, be safe, take care, stay off the subways, I guess, you know, and in the big cities.
Yeah.
And let the chips fall where they may. Thanks for the conversation, guys. Always a great show.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Law Office of Michael E. Freeman. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels southbound still in the neighborhood of 25, 30-minute delays. 895 moved down just a bit, but still backed up well before Pulaski Highway. And 95 coming south out of Rosedale is backed up pretty close there to the city-county line. So if you're coming down from Kenwood Avenue, the overpass, Chesico Avenue at the bridge, you'll have brake lights up ahead, and with the light rain, you need to be prepared for that. Beltway pretty much is crawling. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, the entire west side, 795 moving south, eventually down to Frederick Road. Rain on the southwest side. JFX has been slow south of Ruxton Road. A couple of new minor accidents. Just want to throw these in. Baltimore County, Perry Hall, Bel Air Road at Chapel Road, one over on the west side at Rolling Road at Windsor Mill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Mostly cloudy today. Temperatures are close to 70 with a stray shower here or there. And warming up later part of the week. Right now, windy and 64 in Stevensville. Cloudy and 62 in Parkville. And you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Off man awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman, call them anytime of the day, 685-5687, call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hey, 25 minutes after the hour, so we're talking once again about this brutal murder of Irina Zarutska. The full video is now out. It is heartbreaking and gut-wrenching to show this woman did not die quickly, and the fact that nobody came to her assistance. I can tell you it was August the 22nd when she was killed, about 10 o'clock at night on that light rail train in Charlotte. So you figure that's almost, what?
A couple of weeks,
2.5 weeks.
Yep.
So that they did. They suppressed this video, the Charlotte mayor and others, and national news media. I guarantee you, if this was, you know, look, go back and look at George Floyd and what happened in that. And that was a police officer restraining somebody that was obviously on drugs. Now we know that knee was not on his neck. And he did not die as a result of that. And you can challenge me all you want, but it's in the Fall of Minneapolis. You can check it out. But we all know what happened then. We had a path of destruction. $2 billion worth of destruction. 26 people died in the app because the media irresponsibly ginned everybody up in this country.
Imagine, if you would, for just a moment, that the races were reversed. First of all, this is all based on his saying, "I got that white girl." You know what the response would be in this country from all sides if it were a white guy with a knife sitting behind a black woman who came in and sat down in front. Say she's a refugee from Ethiopia or the Sudan or somewhere. She comes in with the same backstory that Irina had, sits down in front of him, minds her own business, and this white guy stands up, slices her throat, and walks down the car saying, "I got that black girl."
Well, and you're right.
We would have riots in every city in this country.
But what's worse is, and Firefighter John, in a text here on the show, hits the nail on the head. What is even more disturbing to me is the cries of racism with Daniel Penny restrained a madman on the subway in New York that was threatening all kinds of people.
Yes.
He was called a racist. They called it a hate crime, wanted him put in jail for his life for murder. Flipped the script to this train in Charlotte. And this poor innocent girl was attacked from behind her back. Didn't even know it was coming. And it came from a career criminal who should not be walking the streets, but somehow his attack wasn't racist. Somehow, it wasn't a hate crime. And like you said, all those people on the train around her didn't even offer condolences or offer to call 911. They just walked right by her like nothing that happened. Like she was a piece of garbage on the subway floor, leaving her to collapse onto the floor and die. He's absolutely right. And I think everyone, every single individual from this magistrate down there that let him loose on a promise to appear, to all the other judges that slapped him on the wrist, and the people that did not hold him accountable in Mecklenburg County in Charlotte, they all ought to be removed, fired, because they're not responsible. They're not responsible human beings and should not be in positions of responsibility. And hopefully that can happen. Now, there are going to be federal charges brought here because this occurred on a mass transit. And that there's a federal law that he could seek, actually get life in prison or the death penalty as a result. Yep. It's 8:29. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Those folks who are like me, who want to make sure you have a good HVAC person, who have somebody who can help you with your electrical systems as well, you have got to do what I did, and that is talk to Tim Kyle. Tim Kyle Electrical Services, they're the bomb, man. They are the absolute perfect people to contact if you have issues. Now, we're heading toward the fall right now. Weather's going to change. It becomes more and more important that you have your heating system checked out right now. So ensure you your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to gather, cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Again, 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next is Tom Holman versus Mika Brzezinski. It's 8:30. Latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you. Sean Bolivar County softball coach under arrest on multiple sex offense charges. The Texans say 59-year-old Michael Pusateri faces charges including rape, assault, child sex abuse, and soliciting child pornography. Arrest records show Pusateri allegedly assaulted a teenage girl multiple times. At least one incident occurred at the Eastern Regional Park in Middle River. He's a softball coach for the Parkville Rec Council and volunteered at Kenwood High School with additional ties to teams in Middle River and Overly Fullerton. Pusateri being held without bond, and police believe there may be more victims who have yet to come forward. A driver injured after his tractor-trailer overturned just past the Heavenly Grace exit southbound I-95 yesterday. The Susquehanna Hose Company says the driver of the truck was thrown from the rig in the Tuesday night crash. He was taken to the hospital by a Maryland State Police Medevac Hospital helicopter, that is. Hartford County Department of Emergency Services special ops crews were called to deal with the fuel leaking from the truck. Maryland Board of Public Works has approved $2 million to launch the pilot phase of a strategic operations center in downtown Baltimore. The Downtown Partnership UMB initiative will operate as a 24/7 centralized hub that will allow city, state, and community partners to share information, enhance communication, integrate public safety, and more effectively respond to safety and security issues. And the Maryland Department of Transportation awarding $8.2 million in grants for bicycle, pedestrian, and trail projects across the state. Coming up on 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
8:33 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 725. Your pick 4, 1342. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It's raining on 95 at 395 right at Camden Yards. So the sky ramp northbound 95 to 395 is slow. It's crawling southbound 95 passing Camden Yards and out to the southwest side of the Beltway. Also very slow. It's moving as you move south eventually towards the Beltway on the southwest side. And it looks like it's not raining there, but right there at 395, we're getting bogged down on both sides of the road with the rain. The Beltway, all the normal slowdowns are there. JFX, very slow. Ruxton Road, down through the city-county line with the rain. No reports of any problems south of there, but it looks like it's slow down towards Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and mild for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures today not going to be very warm. We'll see those mid to upper 60s and some areas close to 70 with a couple of sprinkles here and there. Drier and warmer on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds and Pirates tonight, game 2 of 3 at Camden Yards, with the O's winning game 1 last night on a Sam Passaio walk-off single down the line that initially was ruled foul, but then...
After review, the call on the field is overturned. It is a fair ball.
Kevin Brown had the delayed call on Mass and the Birds' 6th win in the last 7, behind 7 strong innings from Kyle Bradish, who manager Mancelino praised in the postgame.
He's just kind of getting going, too. He's going to be even better here, you know, going in these next couple starts and into next year.
Only 4 hits allowed by Bradish, 7 strikeouts. Tough putt tonight, though, for the Birds. The phenom Paul Skeens will be on the hill for Pittsburgh. Tyler Wells continues his comeback for Baltimore. First pitch is at 6:35. Sunday should be an interesting day in Baltimore, with the Ravens coming off the tough loss to the Bills and the return of Joe Flacco to Baltimore. This time, of course, in a Browns uniform. Flacco ruminating on what is turned out to be a long NFL career.
For me, I always kind of figured, like, okay, I want to get to that 15-year mark, you know. But I think as I've kind of been in the league, you know, things have changed a little bit about how age is viewed and all those things. And you probably have Brady to thank for that, just like you do pretty much everything in this league. Because
And Flacco now in his 18th NFL season at the age of 40. Meanwhile, whining on Cleveland radio continues. Sports radio co-host Andy Baskin moaning about the Ravens' decision to celebrate their 30th anniversary in Baltimore on Sunday in a game against his beloved Cleveland Browns.
And the problem I have with the whole thing is that I care, people my age care, anyone that rooted for the Browns more than 30 years ago cares. I just think it's a real move on the Ravens to do this against the Browns.
Hey, message here. No one cares. No one cares what you think, Andy.
To do what against the Browns?
Certainly not anyone here in Baltimore. I have no idea. College Division of
Well, he means to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Ravens who were moved from Cleveland. That's what they're upset over.
Yeah, there's nobody on the Cleveland Browns team that cares.
That's all.
FYI.
Yeah.
College Division of Pro Football. Biff Poggi will be Michigan's interim head coach for the next 2 games as Sherrone Moore serves a suspension stemming from the NCAA ruling on the school's advanced scouting case. You remember Poggi. He elevated both Gilman and St. Francis to national powerhouses in high school football. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a happy heavenly birthday and a belated birthday as well.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Happy heavenly birthday to arguably the greatest, if not one of the greatest, golfers of all time, who had a drink named after him.
Arnold Palmer.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Born on this day, September 10th, 1929. 92 tournament wins for Arnold Palmer, 62 of them on the PGA. The first player to ever win the Masters tournament 4 times back in the day. I only wish that I could have been of age back in the 60s, because I don't remember the rivalry between Palmer and Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, it was great.
That must have been something else.
Be part of Arnie's army as well.
Absolutely.
Great golfer.
And then a belated birthday to a gentleman who changed the pronunciation of his name. Joe Theismann.
Yes.
Changed it to Joe Theismann to rhyme with Heisman, yeah. Who turned 76 years old yesterday.
Yeah, 70. Hard to believe. One of the
76.
Three Super Bowl winning quarterbacks for the then Washington Redskins.
Under Joe Gibbs.
I'll never forget watching the game where his leg... I got broken.
Compound fracture.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor.
Wow. Yeah. I'll never forget that image.
Yeah. I'll never forget that, and I'll never forget Lawrence Taylor, as gruff and as mean as he was, immediately summoning over the trainer.
Yeah, he knew immediately. He heard it snap.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. 38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mike's in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
As graphic as that video is and anything else, it's no surprise that the left and the news media is suppressing it because it doesn't go with their narrative of the cities being safe and stuff like that. I would like to know how much the people in Charlotte are complaining about it or outraged about that. To see just a girl's life taken, boom, by somebody that should have been put away. I mean, his record speaks for itself. He should have never seen the light of day to begin with, but yet he gets out and takes a girl's life. And I think the judges that let him out should be charged, too.
Well, as I said, each and every person that had any kind of role, and this guy had 14 arrests. He was a career criminal. He was deranged. His own mother asked mm-hmm. that he be institutionalized because he beat the hell out of his little sister.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much our system is broken. Our criminal justice system is broken. By the way, I'll tell you what the people of Charlotte think. They just reelected the mayor. The primary was yesterday. Just reelected her.
So there you go. Thanks, Mike, for the call. By the way, there's a great book. I remember reading the first edition of this book maybe 25 years ago, Madness in the Streets, How Psychiatry and the Law Abandoned the Mentally Ill. And that's part of the problem. We have deinstitutionalized the mentally ill where they really need to be, in institutions where we can be safe from them and they can be safe from us. And we have just abandoned them. It's time that we take a look, a hard look, at this rather huge cultural error and do something about it. Because we're paying the price on this every day with vicious stories like out of Charlotte and with having the mentally ill homeless living under bridges in urban areas everywhere or in tents or in cardboard boxes in major streets.
Yeah. You know, hey, it's today's mom's birthday. I want to say happy birthday to Kristen's mom, Celeste. Is a listener and gave us Kristen. So I say happy birthday.
Thank you,
happy birthday. Enjoy the day. I know you got some probably special plans a little bit later on. So we want to say happy birthday to Celeste, Kristen's mom. I just happened to see it come up on Facebook. I wanted to confirm
That's great stuff.
Before we did that. So it's 8:41. Cool stuff. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Tom Holman was on with The Morning Mika yesterday. Mika Brzezinski didn't seem to be able to actually allow Tom Holman to answer a full question without interrupting. But that said, we managed to grab some audio.
Should that person be put in a car, like surrounded by ICE agents wearing masks and dragged into a car and detained?
I don't know the specifics of that case.
That seems to be the answer for any case that has happened that you don't want to talk about. Because there are cases across the country where people who are paying taxes, who have licenses, who are in the process of trying to get legal papers, are they criminals?
Are you going to let me answer the question?
Yes, sir.
I don't know the facts of that case. I don't know what you're talking about. I have to look at the facts of the case. However, I will say this. If they're in the country illegally, that is not okay.
You know, it is not okay if they're in the country illegally. I don't know how you get that through the mind of people like Mika Brzezinski, who says, well, they're trying to get papers to be here legally. Holman points out the real story. And we keep glossing this over. We're not spending enough time on it, in my view.
There are millions of people standing in line, taking their tests, doing the background investigation, paying the fees to be part of the greatest nation on earth. And the people who are doing things the right way are sitting in the back seat while we had millions of people come across the border in the Biden administration and cheated the system. People can call them asylum seekers all they want, but if you look at immigration court data, nearly 9 out of 10 people who claim asylum at the border under Biden end up with an order of removal because they don't qualify for it.
They do not qualify for asylum. Then Mika, by the way, later in the conversation, I think we have time for the bite. She went after him saying, you're disappearing people. His reaction to that is something to hear. 8:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, both the Harbor Tunnel is still very slow. It's a combination of the heavy traffic. We've had some rain. 895 looking at it live here. It's slow before Pulaski Highway. It takes 25 to 30 minutes to go from there through the tunnel all the way down to Child Street. 95, about the same story. City County Line, Moravia Road on 95 takes you from there. Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, Keith Avenue through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then we're a little bit slow, but it actually got better. We had rain. A little bit of that heavy rain was right there at 95 at Camden Yards, Russell Street, 395. So it's eased up a little bit. The rain has eased up. The traffic eased up a little bit. So it's still moving slow. The Sky Ramp now looks better from the northbound side. Beltway still slow. Parkville side through Pikesville coming down the west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX has been slow approaching the city-county line.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day today. Mostly cloudy. Again, temperature is going to be a little cooler near 70 because of the cloud cover and stray shower here or there. And then tomorrow through Friday, it is going to be a dry, sunny, much warmer forecast for you. So just to get through today, it's 61 and cloudy in the Bel Air, 62 under cloudy skies in Severn. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. So, Bruce, if you were, you know, the Beatles broke up in 1970 and, of course, went on to solo careers.
Correct.
And that include, of course, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. Yeah. They all did pretty well.
Yeah.
John, of course, was cut short because of his unfortunate assassination and murder. And George went on, and unfortunately he lost his battle to cancer. But many would say that Paul McCartney and Wings had a very successful run. They all still had great music in them. George Harrison also did very, very well. He went on with the Traveling Wilburys and some of the others. But did you know there's not been an anthology of McCartney and Wings?
No, really?
Until now. Coming this November, Paul McCartney and Wings' official anthology will be released. Band on the Run, 1985, Listen to What the Man Said, the first album, Ram, and many, many more. Just a lot of hits. They still had a lot of creative spark after the Beatles broke up, unfortunately. But it's available some coming November, I think right around Thanksgiving. So if you're looking for it, you can order yours today.
Of course, and Harrison got tied up. And what was the group that My Sweet Lord, the suit against him? Was brought for copyright infringement.
She's So Fine.
Was
it the Chiffons?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think,
which I thought was wrong at the time.
You know, it was similar.
Yeah.
I thought it was similar, but not the same, but it cost them like $500,000. But
yeah.
It wasn't
But
all
you take a look at the country stars, they do it all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of
stuff. And nobody cares. They're all making money. That's the point.
That's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, home for all your appliance needs.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Back more with Tom Holman and Mika Brzezinski. This is when she kind of crossed the line.
I just explained the real data that I see every day, that a mass 70% are criminals, public safety threats, and the rest are national security threats. People with final orders. I don't know who this case. Do they have a final order? Have you seen a background investigation or the investigation that was built upon by the ICE agent? What's involved in that case? Things you may not know. So unless I know the specifics of that case and I have the file in front of me, I can't make that determination.
Well, like to see that data that you're talking about, the 70%, the criminal history. I'd love some transparency as to why a lot of these people have been disappeared.
Oh, wow. They've been disappeared, have they? That, for example, is when you get a bank robber and you disappear him into a jail cell. Apparently, it's now if you catch an illegal alien, a violent illegal alien who's done crimes, and you disappear him back to his home country, that somehow is the new phrase. This is keyed on the South America phenomenon of the disappeared, which were the sons and daughters of some people who were simply never seen again.
I love the fact that they're taking illegal aliens and they're first detaining, then deporting, and disappearing them out of our country because they don't belong here.
Yeah, but her implication is, you know, what they're burying them in a ditch. It's like on Yellowstone, they're taking them to the train station. Is that what's going on here?
You just met disappeared. That was a ridiculous thing to say.
Why?
Because ISIS is doing the same thing we've done for decades. But because of the last 4 years, ICE wasn't allowed to enforce the law. ICE was told to sit back. We're doing the same thing right now that we did when I started back in 1984.
Yeah, think about that. He says it's no different now than it was in 1984 when he signed on. The difference is we had 4 years where all the norms were violated, where all the norms were told basically, you don't matter anymore, don't do your job, just sit and watch and provide sandwiches for those people who were crossing the southern border illegally. Where you had Border Patrol agents doing that, they were on babysitter duty, they were on diaper duty, and we heard about that for 4 years straight. One more, if we might. Again, Tom Homan and Mika.
ICE agents are enforcing the laws enacted by Congress. They're appropriated funding to enforce these laws. If you don't like what ICE is doing, then go protest Congress. However, to say we disappeared people, no. We're arresting people that are in the country illegally and are a public safety threat. We know exactly who we're going to arrest when we go look for them. We have a case file in front of us. We have all those facts. This is not disappearing people. This is a planned, targeted enforcement operation that we're doing. And comments like you just made is one of the reasons why these men and women are under threat every day. Not just the men and women in ICE, but their spouses and their children. They're not disappearing people. They're enforcing the law.
Yeah, now I just had one question for Mika following watching that. Mika, how's it feel to be disemboweled on live TV?
Yeah, the best part of that whole exchange is he brought the receipts.
Yes.
He read off five or six names of illegal aliens and what they were charged with and who they were rounding up. She sat there, she was stewing silently, but she had no comeback, yeah. No response.
My God, I mean, I have my talking points, you have facts, I hate that.
Holman's great, let me tell you. Listen, if you are 62 years of age or older and you own your own home, there are still a lot of seasoned citizens that, for whatever reason, COVID, the economy, miscalculated retirement, it happens to the best of us, then maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck right now, waiting for that Social Security check to come in, and it's already spent. You know what I'm saying? Well, the reverse mortgage might be a vehicle that will help you out of your financial concerns. It take away some of that burden and stress that you're worried about every month on having to make ends meet. So I would recommend you call my good friend Mark McVeary. I've known Mark for years. He is the reverse mortgage answer man. He will come out to your home, no obligation, answer all your questions. We're going to do it over the phone. A lot of people like to meet him and talk to him in person. Your entire family, if they have questions, Mark has got the answers. That's why we call him the reverse mortgage answer man. So stop the concern, the stress, and the worry and about that Social Security check or your retirement living, or if you're having some issues with meeting the ends meet. Call Mark today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. It's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Some areas on the Beltway still getting some rain, the southwest side in particular, and then there was a minor wreck inner loop just north of the VW Parkway. They very quickly got to the shoulder before you get up to the ramp at Nursery Road and up through that area. So not much of a backup there other than the fact that we do have the rain. Parkville side is still slow. The inner loop through Pikesville, the west side is still hurting a little bit coming down through I-70. JFX with the rain has been heavy from Ruxton Road down through the ramps at Northern Parkway. Our delays, 25 to 30 minutes still there, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy today. It'll be mild. Temperatures only in the near 70 or so. Stray showers throughout the day today, and then all clears out of here by tomorrow through Friday, which will be much nicer. Sunny, dry, and warmer. Right now, cloudy 62 in Middle River, and it is 63 in Pasadena. Well, questions are still being asked about the $100,000 mystery settlement, which has been basically tied to former county executive
Johnny Zero.
Johnny Zero, along with his former chief of staff. The recent $100,000 lawsuit settlement sparked a wave of questions from taxpayers. We paid for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lawsuit filed by the Inspector General Kelly Madigan last year reportedly named Patrick Murray, the former chief of staff for Johnny O. Murray resigned in September of 22, and the lawsuit has since been settled and sealed, leaving all of us in the dark about the details.
Yeah.
Even the council chairman, Julian Jones, would like to know what the hell's going on.
It begs the question, what happened? Why did it happen? And what can we do better so that it not happen again?
Yeah. And this is what boggles the mind for me, Bruce, is that the Baltimore County Council had to approve
right
the $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, did they know what was in the lawsuit at the time before they approved it, or did they just approve it without even knowing the contents of the lawsuit?
Yeah, well since Julian Jones doesn't seem to understand what the settlement was all about, one would guess it's the second. In which case, you got to say, well, why didn't you take action when it came in front of you? Why didn't you say, why are we paying this guy $100,000 for what?
Yeah.
And why don't we know that people were actually footing the bill?
Taxpayer advocate David Williams was skeptical about the possibility of the lawsuit ever seeing the light of day.
Taxpayers and citizens need to see emails, documents, everything associated with this case, so they can see if any political pressure was put on county officials to settle for $100,000.
So now we have a statement from the congressman, Johnny Zero, from his spokeswoman, who said, quote, "The congressman always favors transparency in every instance where it's legally permissible. That's why he created Baltimore County's Office of the Inspector General in the first place." I couldn't get through it without laughing. Could not get through it. That is the reason why that whole domino effect of Kathy Klausmeier and then Kelly Madigan, you can reapply for your job.
Yeah.
And then they bring in the stringer from outside, Khadijah Walker. It was all done, I believe, this is my humble opinion, to snuff this out and silence Kelly Madigan because she found the dirt. Now, the question is, now, she can't spill the beans because the judge has sealed. I'm sure she knows what it's about.
Yeah.
She's the one that filed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but she can't talk about it because a judge has sealed the contents. And we wonder if that judge is friendly with Johnny Zero or not. It's just more of Democrat machine politics here in the state of Maryland. And the stench eventually. You know, it kind of reminds me when they say Johnny Zero always favors transparency.
Right.
When
right.
Governor Moore right. says, "I stand with the people."
Of course.
Those two are outrageous statements in and of themselves.
Listen, we have a couple of seconds. Let me mention this if I could one more time. There's a book that was published in 1990. I read it then, called Madness in the Streets, How Psychiatry and the Law Abandoned the Mentally Ill. It explains why this guy in Charlotte was out there walking around in the first place. We deinstitutionalized the mentally ill and said, go live a nice life. And now we have them living under bridge abutments or in tents on sidewalks. It is a horrible condemnation of the deinstitutionalization movement, and we have to do something about it. I just checked on Amazon. There's one copy left, but they'll get more in if more are ordered.
Yeah.
A madness in the streets. I'll get it on Bruce's brain. You can check it out.
Should point out that the jury has been seated in the trial of the alleged murderer, one of three that have been charged in the murder of Cameron Holt. You remember she was shot by a stray bullet last year while sitting on West Hamburg Street, and the bullet went through her back and paralyzed her. She died a week and a half later at Maryland shock trauma.
Horrible.
And three individuals have now been charged. The first is standing trial as we speak, and so we'll cover that as it evolves. Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news, and then we're going to be back here tomorrow morning to do it all over again. And don't forget, we start at 6 a.m. We love having you join us bright and early at 6 o'clock. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.